I know nothing about cars. A friend of mine let me borrow his car recently, and he didn't bother to tell me there was a short in the horn. The thing would honk like every 8 seconds for no reason. I'm, you know, just driving along. Oh no. So I get stuck behind this guy in bumper-to-bumper traffic. How do I explain to him that I'm not trying to honk at him, you know? Just looking around. Oh, no. Give him a little wave. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm out of my mind. I didn't want him to think that. So I started pretending like I was listening to some sports thing on the radio, you know. Bam, yay, go team, go. Bam, go, go my favorite sports team, go. Bam, yay, they scored a goal unit basket. Go squadron, do good. Beat the opponents soundly in the skirmish. I was in my friend's car the other day. He's driving. He had a pair of glasses on. I said, hey, I didn't know you wear glasses. He goes, oh, I only need them when I drive. What the hell does that mean? Like you get out of the car, boom, I can see. It's beautiful. If you only need glasses when you drive, why not drive with a prescription windshield? Yeah, looking around. Have little bifocals read the street signs, you know? Look, what is that? Oh, that's a cow. Like, I thought that was a stop sign. It's a cow. Okay. Who knows? I think you should buckle your seatbelt, but I feel bad for the people in the back seat. They always seem like they're less important than people in the front. You ever watch like four people get in a car? People in the back just sitting there. You know? People are front all like buckling up like they're going out of the atmosphere. You know, click, click, clickety, click, 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 click. People in the back going, hey, what's going on up there? It don't matter, you're in the back. Your belts are squished down in those seats anyway. You'll never find them. Hey, wait a second, don't start the car. Like trying to pull them out. Give me a rope or something.
Hey, listeners, yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. More Like Radio, less like crap. Turn that
shit up. Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
I really like this one. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Here at morelikeradio.com/live. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. I am your host, Joel Van Wingerden, here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
We're also here with Marie Lopez.
Yes, we are.
Mitch Heil.
Hello, everyone.
And Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, the number is 954-573-2780. Or you can hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, Dalai Lama, or Hippo Juice Film.
Dutchy sounds tardy poo.
I'm very tired, buddy.
Well, don't worry, Dutch. That's what co-hosts are for. I'm doing pretty good. So just pass the baton to me, pal. I got your back, homeboy.
I will pass a baton to you right now. What did you guys do this weekend?
Well, okay.
What didn't we do?
We'll start with that.
We did everything.
So I am really tired because of what I did this weekend.
What did you do?
What did you do this weekend?
I don't want to talk about it. This is your thing.
Okay. So, that was weird. Why would you talk, you son of a bitch?
Now I want to know what you did and why you're so tired.
Yeah, what did you do? A wedding, right?
It's like we were like in the four by four when you're in high school. I passed the baton to you, and then I just went up and grabbed it, and then I started running again.
No, you passed the baton to me, then you kicked me, pushed me over, and took it. You asshole.
No, why are you tired? I just want to get this out of the way real quick.
Sure, I realize
you guys have a lot of stories, so yeah. I feel like I'm going to forget mine if I don't say it real quick.
So I
was DJing a wedding this weekend. It was a Sunday wedding. Not cool. It was a Sunday wedding that started at 3, and it was a dry wedding.
Ooh.
So you can already tell that what kind of crowd I had to work with when I got there.
The most fun type of crowd?
Yeah, a Christian crowd. A lot of fun.
Oh, they like to get down and boogie sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes they cut loose.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Wow. Starting off strong. Anyways.
Jesus is a friend of mine. No?
By the way, I hate you, but that cat got in my head about 3 days ago, and I couldn't get it. It was right when I woke up. And I couldn't get it out for like the entire day. And I don't know why. I really blame Marie, and I don't remember why. But
why? I didn't do nothing.
Anywho. So I get there, you know, it's like I said, wedding starts at 3. I get there like, you know, 11:30, 12-ish or whatever. Start setting up. And then right around an hour and 15 minutes before the wedding starts, I realize I don't have my mixing board. And I'm an hour and a half away from my house because it was all the way up way north of Denver.
Did you go to Guitar Center?
Yes, but it was 35 minutes away from where it was. So, you know, through the math.
You had to haul ass?
I was passing people in the rumble strip. Because the last thing you want to do is be the person who ruins somebody's wedding. So I run in, I grab
We know all about it.
They ruined it because it was a dry wedding?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, good point. That fucking thing's real. Because if they were drunk, you could show up with the lady. I was like, I don't know. It's fine.
It's doomed from the start.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, they were expecting me to, like, you know, have, like, background music on as the guests filtered in right around 2. So that never happened. So I run, and mind you, like, so this was, like, an outdoor type of a setup. So like we had like this, it was like a sort of a covered outdoor patio thing. And then you had these like steps that go down and it was an outdoor wedding and yada, yada. So not only was I, you know, DJing that, but I was playing the music for the ceremony, you know, for the bride walking down and everything like that. And that was, I mean, if you want to think, if I was only doing the reception and I didn't have to worry about anything else, that'd be fine. Whatever. I have a couple hours to kill. But the fact that the wedding started at 3 and I show up at like, you know, 2:55. Scrambling, trying to plug stuff in. I'm sweaty. I don't even have my shirt on. You can see like my pit stains and everything. Right. It was bad. And right as I like finally had like whatever the playlist they gave me pulled up, I have the wedding coordinator going, "Dude, you okay?" I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm fine. Like, are we good?" And he's like, "Yeah. Good. Let's get going." So long story short, that went off without a hitch. Now, mind you, For those of you people who went to Royce and Marie's wedding, you guys were very good at fuck the ceremony, fuck the dinner, let's get to the dancing and the drinking and the fun.
The fun part of the wedding.
The fun part of the wedding, the reception part.
Yeah.
I was there for 5 hours. I played maybe an hour's worth of reception dance music. It was literally 45 minutes of a ceremony because the preacher decided to give a sermon.
Oh, no, not the sermon.
Yeah, it was a sermon, guy.
These two heterosexual individuals
love Jesus.
And are going to make Jesus babies.
Now, sometimes when I give a sermon, I'll go about 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 to get really into the Lord. And I'll make sure that none of them's gay. I'll get the... the husband's genitals and I'll shake his genitals violently to make sure he doesn't get an erection. That's how you make sure.
That's a little weird, Pastor Royce.
Oh, you know what's a little weird? Homosexuality, Dutch. That's a little weird.
Well, I think you might be the one exhibiting. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong. You're you, sir.
Oh.
In the Bible, it clearly states that you could grab men's genitals sometimes to see, just to see if they're gay or not.
What book and verse was that?
I tell you, Dutch, right now, but my internet's going really slow.
Leviticus 23:14.
Sorry.
Anyways, so that lasts about 45 minutes. Then, you know how, like, directly after that, everybody, like, walks up and, like, you know, we're playing the music or whatever. And then, like, the bridal party, you know, goes to all these different locations to take pictures while everybody else has finger food. That lasted an hour. And you know, so that went on. And then they had, like, a buffet-style type of dinner set up.
A Jimmy buffet-style?
So they were going to table and dismissing them to go up and get their food. That lasted about 2 hours.
Was it catered by Sizzler?
It really, I don't have it pulled up for me. I'm sorry. But so that lasted about 2 hours. And at one point, the wedding coordinator was the guy who basically was just like the wedding guy at this particular country club where all this was taking place. He comes over to me at one point because we had been like, you know, just fucking around like all afternoon with like, you know, just kind of jokes about the fact that he comes over to me. He's like, dude, this is bullshit. What? It's like, it's taking forever. He's like, what the fuck's going on here? And I was just like, I don't know, man. It was like, and I asked him, I'm like, okay, how late are we going to be here till? And he's like, well, noise ordinance, you know, because it's an outdoor thing, it's a country club, and it's right next to like houses and things. We can't play past 11.
How great are noise ordinances?
Hmm?
Noise ordinances are the fucking worst.
I love
and when
ordinances.
They have weddings outside of like I've been to a couple where it's like music has to stop promptly at 10 p.m. or we'll rape
no,
you.
No.
Turn it off. Like that's happened.
No.
Remember the one we were out that wedding we were outside at, and it was See? Like stop off now. What fucking relax.
Take everything down. Run the fuck out of here. We have to go.
Well, here's the kicker though. Remember when how I said this thing started at 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we finally had the dinner done at around like 6:30-ish. And then like for the next like maybe 50, you know, 20 to half hour, you know, people were getting up and talking on the mic and making speeches. And then like, I guess there was someone who was overseas in Tokyo and I had to like play their thing. But that was a huge confusing mess because I thought it was a song and I ruined it basically.
You thought Tokyo was a song?
By accidentally starting to play it when I wasn't supposed to. Anyways. Okay, so 7 o'clock rolls around. The sun is still out. And they're like, okay, you know, now we can start doing the reception. So, now we can start doing the, you know, the first dance, the father-daughter dance, and the mother-son dance, which I don't know why, I thought of you guys when this was going on. All three of these songs were like 5 minutes plus, and they played every second of it, and none of them looked over at me wanting me to, like, cut it short like you guys did. I mean, like a minute and a half into you guys' first dance, you're like, Dutch, turn off. I'm like,
exactly.
No, I'm playing it.
In our wedding, no, but we weren't even doing it for any other reason other than we want to get to the everyone having fun dancing
right.
part. When me and Marie were dancing, we were saying, is this enough? Can we have fun now? Because we looked at them like, that's fine. That's good. I don't care. Like, can we party now? Because that's really what we want. We want to have fun with our friends. You know, we don't want to fucking be like, oh, now let's do this dance and that dance and this and then no one fucking cares.
And dude, every song I was playing, like for the wedding, for the party, you know, introducing the people coming in. Everything was all sentimental.
Was there any Jars of Clay?
It was very
what was
like
the daughter's,
you know,
song, Butterfly Kisses. Let me guess, the Hack one.
No. Take a guess on the first dance.
The first dance.
Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you, it was Amazed by Lone Star.
I would have never guessed that.
I would never. I don't.
Baby,
know.
Baby, I'm amazed by you.
Yes, I know which one you're talking about. What was the daughter dad dance?
My Girl.
That one actually kind of was interesting. It was I guess
Get
Cody
Low.
Keith has a daughter.
Who?
And it's called Daddy Dance With Me, and I guess like his daughter is also a country star, and I guess she had it. And the entire song, you know, like when you hear songs and you know that, oh, this was written specifically for people to play at their weddings.
That's one of them.
Yes. If you listen to Daddy Dance With Me by, I forget, it's like Kendra Keith or something like that. It's Toby Keith's kid. And it's essentially it like, you know, Daddy, when you walk me down the aisle, like that kind of stuff. It was like, oh, ew. Like when I first heard it. Here we go.
Little pink tutu.
Ew.
It's all wind. It's all wind.
Oh no, this is not good, Dutch.
So it was that kind of. No, I, hold on, keep going. I want to hear the hook.
Those are all the memories you will cherish and you'll carry, no matter how much time has.
She's sitting in a church.
Daddy, Dan,
don't touch my genitals. It makes me wet, I mean, dude, in a bad way. What?
Before I can't trash people's life because they were super nice. The entire everybody was ridiculously nice, and it was a beautiful wedding. I mean, like, she looked great, he looked great. I told him, I was like, dude, I kind of want to smooch you right now. He started laughing, but like, you know, I got recommended to, or they got recommended to have me as their DJ from another friend that I've done a wedding for. But anyways. So before I get trashed too much, but here's the thing. So the sun started going down at around 7, which is when I started doing the reception. Around 8 o'clock, the sun had just set. The mother of the bride comes over and goes, okay, only 2 more songs and then we're going to send them on their way. I was like, what?
They get to play 3 songs?
I played 15 songs. Like, okay. Does that mean we're done after that? She's like, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Okay. Like, the whole reason why I do this stuff is because playing a reception is fun. Like, we had a blast at your wedding. Like, I did all the work and none of the fun for this wedding. I had a complete panic attack and I didn't even get to dance.
Yeah, I know. And and that's the thing. Well, then there's no booze, too. That's the worst part.
No booze, nothing, dude.
Everyone was fucking hammered at our wedding.
Man,
I know
all
that.
The fun things are cut from that wedding. The drinking and the dancing.
The ripping and the tearing.
It literally was all the fun things about a wedding were not in there, which made me go, I don't ever want to do a wedding again.
Nah, you'll do more.
I'm doing one in about 25 days.
Nice.
But this girl is actually a friend of the family. I know her personally. It's definitely not going to be a dry wedding. So
good.
So hopefully I have it. But yeah.
Wait, but so. why did that wedding make you tired, though? If it ended at 8 o'clock.
Well, because the night before I was up to 4:30 in the morning because I ran. You ever have that thing like where you're at a bar, like, you know, with one friend and then like a childhood, 3 or 4 of my childhood friends who I haven't seen since like middle school just walked in. We're like, hey.
Oh, I know this joke. Go on. 3 middle school friends.
Started it that way, huh?
Walk into a bar.
Anyways, so that was. Oh, dude, I almost passed out because I was like sweating because it was super hot that day when I was setting up.
I'm
dehydrated. I need to get some water. So there was that, and then, you know, I was up super late last night, and then today I was in a hot greenhouse, sweat my balls off. But the reason why I want to tell that is like, have you guys ever been like that close to ruining something very important for another person? Or have you done that?
A
wedding. Like, that's pretty important, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I ever done something like...
The only thing I could think of that I kind of broke something important wasn't super important, but it was at the job before the one I'm working now. We were doing some web development in a lower environment, and I put into the content management system a period in a field, and it was just like a copy-paste error, but after I saved it, the entire website went down because it was, I guess, an unregistered character.
Oh, my God,
character.
And that's an empire that you used to work for.
Yeah, and so I broke the website for like a day.
That's a bad fuck up.
But we had a rule that everyone knew that they were going to take the website down for one thing or another, and it was just a matter of time. So it was.
Can
more
we
like,
say who they were? You don't work for them anymore, right?
Oh yeah, it was when I was working for Disney, Walt Disney, and I was building the new Walt Disney
website.
You broke
Disney's website.
It was a lower environment. It
That's
wasn't production.
Fucking funny.
It wasn't production. But I joined the club that day of everyone takes the site down at least once.
That's hilarious. How fragile is the infrastructure of their site that a period would take the entire time?
That's what we were saying. But that, I mean, and people ended up thanking me because I found a rule that said, oh, if there's a character that ends in a period, it fucking breaks the site. So let's fix that clause.
Right.
So it was all right. But yeah,
that's funny.
They should fix that clause where, like, if you kill Santa Claus, you have to become Santa Claus. I don't like that clause. It's a really bad one.
Or Tim Allen.
For many reasons, more than just that movie.
What did you guys do this weekend?
Well, I want to start with a quick story because my sister Renee's going to call in and I wanted to do that first before she has to go to bed. So let me start with this. Aww. This happened on the weekend. So let me start with this. We have two weekend stories.
She called my sister Renee and had the Renee's dueled out.
You just kill each other to death. So anyway, well, my sister has been selling stuff on
drugs.
Not on Craigslist.
No.
Pussy.
Not drugs. Legitimate stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's been consolidating her house into a smaller place and selling off some things that won't fit.
Right, because they're moving to a different place. So she posted something on, I think it was Facebook's, like, Facebook has a certain, like, local section where you could sell stuff, you know, similar to Craigslist. And apparently this dude was harassing her, like, texting her and accusing her of, you're a fake name, you're thieves that are selling, I swear to you, you're thieves that are selling, that are trying to sell stolen goods and...
Blah, but he wouldn't blah, blah. Stop bothering her, and so
no matter how many times you said, like, dude, I'm sure, like, you got fucked over by somebody, but it's not me.
Exactly.
Well, he wasn't even trying to buy anything from her. I mean, he was just, like, commenting, I guess, on the thread, accusing her.
But then she started texting her because she put her number up there. Of course, text me if you want to buy something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and she's just like, dude, leave me alone. This is my stuff. Don't worry about it. And he wouldn't stop. And so Royce took action and... did what any normal person on MLR would do, and he called up Cousin Joe.
So I called my friend Cousin Joe.
Oh, no.
Well, hold on. You got to understand. Let me, before I play this, because Marie has...
Oh, no.
Yeah, he recorded it for us.
He's my hero.
I just want to say I've had the thought before, I'm like, oh, my God, I hate this person. I need to give it to Joe.
Oh, just no. Give it to Joe.
Well, now I want to explain something. Yeah. We're going to talk about our weekend memento style, because when this happened, we were driving back from Key West because we went to the Keys this weekend. So we were in the car.
Ooh.
We were with Buttercup Sunset and Ramcat. We were with them in the same car. So this is happening and I'm driving and I get the text.
I was thinking about them today. I was like, I really like them.
They're great, right? They're fucking fantastic. Go ahead. So we were driving and my sister sends me the text. She goes,
it says no story that begins with us. So I call my friend Cousin Joe every Wednesday.
Oh no, it is.
It's not good. I mean, it's good for us.
It ended well for us. Hopefully Renee calls.
Right.
Come on, Renee. Fucking call.
Yeah.
But okay.
I know it ended well for her because she even messaged me earlier this morning just to say how well it went for her.
Joe is just, he's a professional troll. I love it.
Yeah. So, going back to the story, the guy was harassing her, texting her, saying she was a thief, then also saying that he was going to call the police on her, that he was going to, you know...
a fucking vigilante this motherfucker is.
That he was going to call the police with her, blah, 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 blah,
but
blah.
But for what? He had no evidence.
So, the before...
Was
by the
he
way,
just trolling her, or was he just some guy who just didn't understand how Craigslist worked?
No. This is an adult.
And thinks that everybody on Craigslist now is an asshole?
Well, this is an adult. Well, it's Facebook, sort of Facebook Craigslist. But anyway, yeah, he was an adult. He's a realtor. We found all this information out.
Of course. Oh, as one would. So, because you don't go into a phone call
now,
blindly.
While I was waiting for Cousin Joe to reply before he saw the message, I called him on my cell phone and left him a message, you know, in a tranny voice, telling him, call me back, Daddy. I want to have fun with you.
And, hey, Daddy.
And then he called me back and he said, can I help you? I texted him back, call me, Daddy. He goes, LOL, see you later, Daddy. I said, what's wrong? Only pick on little girls? I bet you love it, Daddy. Then check out this, what a douche this guy is. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Wait, hold on. Are you reading a transcript of what?
No. This is before Cousin Joe got involved. I texted him.
Oh, okay.
So then he goes, he tells me a lot of my friends are cop, DEA, FBI. Let it go. He said he has a lot of friends that are in the DEA, FBI, and that are cops.
DEA and FBI.
All of them. Because the Drug Enforcement Agency is going to get involved.
I have
Craigslist
a lot
ad.
Of friends who are in the Army.
Yeah,
the Army after
and that holds the same amount of weight as his statement.
And then
I have a couple of lawyer friends. Big whoop.
So when he said a lot of my friends are cops,
I went to high school with Owl City. I'll have him sing you a song.
Owl City. Yeah.
You're not fucking around, are you? I feel like I remember that.
You really did go to high school with Owl City, Mitch?
He was a year younger than me, but
that's right. I do remember you telling that story.
Oh, so God, that's terrible. Did you help him write Fireflies?
It was wrote after Mitch.
Oh, it was for Mitch? That's great.
It was a love song. Love ballad.
So anyway, after he said, a lot of my friends are cops, DA, FBI, let it go, I said, okay, do they want to join us? So then he stopped texting me, stopped replying. At that point is when Cousin Joe saw my message and said, hey, can you help
pause.
Me out? Yeah.
Now, you were texting him this?
Yeah, I was texting the guy that was fucking with my sister.
Right. Did you block your number? Or you
no, I don't block my number. I'm not. What am I fucking? I'm not doing anything illegal.
He's just calling him daddy.
I'm calling him daddy and saying I want his cock. What's wrong with
hey,
that?
Daddy.
Obviously, this guy was not.
I fell asleep.
This guy was no expert where you needed to block your number.
Exactly.
Anyways,
so
where's Rainy?
Yeah. I know, I'm trying to get her to call. Before the show, I said, hey, call. I texted me to call. Now she's looking at her goddamn phone. Doesn't matter.
Do we need Joe on the line for this story?
We yeah. I you know what?
Makes sense, right?
Marie, see if you can get Joe on. Yeah, but I think he's sleeping. He's a tired little boy.
He's a
did he DJ a wedding this weekend? I think God, not.
It's not all about you.
It is about me. I see how I turn that back around?
Yeah,
it's Tuesday.
So, anyway, I tell Joe, hey, can you do me a favor? And Joe says, yeah, sure. What's this guy's number? I give him. He goes, well, do you want me to mention the text or anything about your sister? Do whatever you need to do. I go, I don't care. He goes, all right. He goes, I need more information. So my sister, because she learned from the best from me. I'm driving. I couldn't do it. She went online using his phone number, got the guy's first and last name, got that he's a realtor, got when his realtor license expires, and got his address, right? So she takes screen cap, sends it to me. I send it to my friend Cousin Joe. I go, here you go, Joe. He goes, give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I'm driving. Are you ready for it to play, Marie?
Yes.
He's like Luca Brasi of like just annoying people.
So 5 minutes, I tell him, he said 5 minutes, exactly 5 minutes go by, my phone goes off. He goes, tell me if this motherfucking faggot has the balls to say anything again and tell your sister to be expecting an apology. I said, Joe, what did you do? Mind you, this guy was being a prick.
Oh, I'm so excited.
He was
going to
call the cops.
I think this is your
Renee. Okay, cool. Hold on.
Hey, Renee.
Hi.
Hey, Renee. Hey. Okay, so real quick, give the backstory of this asshole and what happened.
So, douchebag McGee?
Yes.
Douchebag McGee. Decided to be a Facebook cop while I was trying to sell my belongings because the title of my post said $2.6 million estate, need to move, things have to go.
Right.
He commented on my picture because his pictures weren't getting attention and I had like 200, 300 comments asking about my thing. He wrote a comment and he said, you guys, I don't understand how you guys believe this crock of shit. It's obviously a scam. Somebody 25 years old does not own a $2.5 million estate. And then he said, oh, by the way, Alexandria, your CPA is probably pulling all the quote-unquote tricks out for you, you know, indicating tax fraud, because hairdressers make shit, and certainly not enough for that stuff.
So he had apparently, I guess, just stalked your page and then just started trolling.
And he's a realtor, by the way. We found
he's
this out.
He's a realtor, right.
What would motivate somebody out of nowhere to just start going that direction with it? That's just weird.
Renee, something's I told you
not
that,
doing good.
Renee, I told you that he told me he had DEA friends, FBI friends, CIA friends,
right,
and NAACP friends, all kinds of friends,
all the friends,
OPP friends.
So then, Renee, like I was just telling him, you send me this guy's information, the screen caps, and I send it to Cousin Joe. Well, here's what Cousin Joe does. Everyone just be quiet. Just listen. We'll play it back a few times if we have to, but go ahead with the audio. I'm going to start it again if everyone's okay.
Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
How you doing?
Who's this?
You doing good?
Who's this?
This is Vincent. I hear you're a bit of a tough guy these days, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You've been running your fucking mouth to some of my associates. You better reel yourself back in because you don't know who the fuck you're dealing with. You ever hear the expression, know who you're talking to before you open your fucking mouth? Huh?
Well, so, I don't know what your problem is. I'm not too sure what the problem is here, man.
I can tell you one problem. When your real estate license expires next year, you might need some help with that.
First off, he tells him.
He looks up at your real estate license.
No, hold on a second. Renee, did you send that information to Joe?
Yeah, I sent him. When he posted those messages, I had my inbox was fucking full of actual brokers and realtors that they can get into the database, the Fort Lauderdale database, and they gave me everything, his home address.
Wait, so they saw this guy trolling on you and they said, hey, we'll help you out?
Yep.
They saw him troll and they literally went into my inbox. They gave me all of his information. They gave me the form to report him to the Board of Realtors.
Awesome. Now, mind you, I want to point something out.
That's fucking hilarious.
While I'm playing this in the car, I have Ramcat and Buttercup in the back crying, laughing, going, oh my fucking God, remind me never to fuck with Joe. Like, I was like,
I love that second level, though. Yeah. The fact that all these other realtors saw this guy being a dickhead and they were just like, fuck him. Let's just tell her.
All right, here we go.
They went out of their way to help you out. That's hilarious.
I just added John. John's here.
Okay, yeah. Let's play a little bit more.
I'm not too sure what the problem is here, man.
I can tell you one problem. When your real estate license expires next year, you might need some help with that. The way you're going down this route, I gotta tell you, you're making some major fucking mistakes, my friend.
I didn't make any mistakes, man. I was kind of trying to buy some stuff, and I just didn't know who I was buying it from, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't stolen.
Let's just say that's the case. Let's say that's what the...
He didn't try to play it off like, I don't know what you're talking about. He knew exactly what he was talking about.
Backpedal Express.
Yeah, he did.
Backpedal Express.
Exactly. Like, right away. Like, no, dude, hey, look, I was just trying to, you know.
I'm on your side. I don't want what you're selling me. I was just making sure that your quality in your services is what was more important about.
He really was double talking like a gangster. It was great. Hold on, let's play a little bit more.
No, dude, that heel turn, him going, I don't know who you are, what you're talking about, too. Dude, look, I...
You know what it was? It was like when you're interrogating someone and you rip their first tooth out and then they finally immediately tell you what... you're right.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Don't hurt me. Yes.
But I didn't even ask you about that. Now what do you got going, huh?
Here we go.
Cases. I'm telling you, everything's copacetic, as they say, and leave it the fuck alone where it is. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're still at 7 court, right?
That's a rental.
Was that where I can find you?
Yeah, that's what
I don't mind. I don't mind speaking to you on the phone, but if I got to come face to face, then I got to come face to fucking face. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knock your fucking shit off, pal. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's nothing going on, man, buddy. I was just checking to make sure everything was cool.
Shut the fuck up. I've seen shit going on. So apologize and leave it the fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
Anyway, and he goes, hey, there, buddy.
Fucking, he is amazing. Like, I was saying in the car while I was playing this with Buttercup and Ramcat, I go, you have to understand, Cousin Joe is the militant wing of More Like Radio. When you give it to him, he is scorched earth. He's going to nuke you and end you. It was really funny. So there's more. The guy is so scared at this point.
He's our sunken chested brute.
Wait till Renee reads the apology he sent. Hold on.
Fuck alone, and I'll leave you to fuck alone, and so will my people. You want to leave it at that? You want to have a good Sunday night and relax? Then do that. Apologize and leave it the fuck alone.
Can't apologize to who?
Whoever the fuck you've been dealing with and harassing. You know what I'm talking about. Don't play games. You just said what you were talking about.
I can't talk to anybody. Everything's been blocked.
So don't peep from here on out.
You made me pop your fucking eyeball out.
No, he said, don't say fucking peep from here on out.
No.
So just leave it.
It's all done, man, you know?
Leave it? No, I don't know. I'm telling you what to know. Shut the fuck up. Don't say another word to these people you've been fucking harassing. Keep your mouth shut and leave it alone, and I'll leave it alone.
Dare I ask what this is all about? I mean, I know I came in very late.
You got to listen to the replay, buddy.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
It's all done. All done, brother. All done, man.
Don't make me call you back.
It's all done. Everything's
Don't make
done,
me
man.
Call you it's back.
It's all gone.
It fucking better be.
I don't even know any phone numbers or not. It's all gone.
It fucking better be. Goodbye.
100%.
Shut up.
That's the end of the call.
When Coletta smells blood in the water, oh, man, he's a shark.
His eyes roll back in his head like a doll's eyes.
Like a doll's eyes.
Shut up.
Renee, what apology did he send you?
Please, can I hear this, Renee?
Yes. Less than three minutes, literally, because I have
three
the time
minutes.
On my phone. After Joe called this person, he called this broker idiot. He sent me a 5-page apology. And not only did he send it once, he got worried that perhaps I hadn't seen it, and he sent it 3 times.
I love this shit.
So it became a 15-page apology. This is what it reads. And I remember he's from Boston, by the way.
He's from Boston?
Is,
yeah, you're right. We heard him.
It's, hey, look, kiddo. I think things got a little out of hand. We bought some stuff offline a while back, and the police came and took it about 3 months later. And we didn't know who sold it to us because they had a fake name. Sorry for causing you problems. I hope everything works out for you. And I have removed myself from online garage sales. He was blocked from every garage sale, by the way. They just don't seem to be for me. Good luck with sales. Things can go a little crazy when you just deal in a text, email in this world. I'm a very cool guy, actually. I volunteer many hours to kids for helping them with sports appreciation.
Hey, guys, he helps kids. He helps kids, guys. Guys, he helps kids.
He helps the kids. By the way, Joe's on now.
I got a family.
Yeah, you know, whenever kid's choking, I like to, you know, wrap my hands around his neck and help with the problem.
You know what he sounds like? Like begging for his life or the I got a family. I got a family.
Dude, he was in a full-blown panic at this point.
He was panicking. He was panicking.
Keep going, Renee.
He said, I have no interest in this anymore. I was really looking for some patio furniture for one of my tenants, but I was just trying to be careful before I sent down my assistant to make the purchase. He said, I hope everything with your sale goes well. Let me know. I may be able to help you. This is 3 minutes.
He may be able to help now.
So you
got- Hold on. This is something I didn't share with Royce and Marie, so this one's new. He continued texting me yesterday. I didn't reply, but these texts—they're much better.
No, no. I thought you said I was okay, Spider.
Go ahead.
I got a text at 12:14 in the morning. Say, hey, kiddo, we good?
Kiddo, bye. Kiddo.
If he's from Boston, that's actually regular. They say kiddo all the time up there. So,
well, the thing is, you got to understand, Joe read back to him his fucking address. So this guy is...
And then he, knowing that, and that when his license expires and his name... Oh,
God damn. Bravo, Joe. Thank you, Joe. That was
Joseph.
Amazing.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Dude. That was one of the fucking... Sorry, hold on. Renee.
Is there more?
Finish that up. Yeah, go ahead. So we keep cutting you off. I apologize.
There's more. He said, last night at 12:14 a.m., he sent me, hey, kiddo, are we good? By the way, I think people from Cuba are very good people. I train agents from Cuba. They're very hard workers, very strong persons.
Joe, you got him to compliment a country?
Jesus, Joe, you scared this guy with shitting his pants.
He thought the Cuban mafia was after him.
So 2 days later and he still couldn't sleep. Wait, it gets better. There's
I want a Scarface.
I
need a Scarface Coletta Photoshop ASAP. Please make that happen, somebody.
Go ahead, Renee.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Scrolling.
He says, and he goes, oh, by the way, I believe that your real name is Alexandria. I hope it is, because it's a wicked awesome name. And go ahead, I know you do.
It's a really awesome name.
Yeah, it's a wicked awesome name. Yeah, go Celtics, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Beantown.
Go Sox.
Hey, get it out, kid. I mean, come on. I was just trying to make sure I had the right purchase.
I had to bring my assistant, I mean my mother, down there to help me out with the moving.
Miami Milf in the chat room. Whoa, is this Thursday already? I love the Humiliate the Cousin Joe show. They have Cousin Joe gifts all going in the chat right now that are hilarious. You can't give you a moment of fucking a moment of glory, Joe.
I was gonna say he's a hero in this.
Not even a moment of glory he can't have.
Give him a second.
This is why Joe can't have nice things. This is why Joe can't have nice things.
All right, sorry, Renee. Is there any more?
Yeah, this was the last text at 12:35.
Jesus, he really said 9 pages.
This is the last text at 12:35. He said, "We're very much alike, me and you. I like that we have that in common. I wanted to learn a bit more about you, and the more I found, I felt bad about being a dick. Sorry, Alex. You're a good one. My bad. I'm not 100%. Here's the best one. I didn't reply, so about 10 minutes later, he sent me heart emojis."
Is he coming on to you now? Oh my God.
Holy shit, you got Joe.
How bad
I gotta
is he?
Man, that call. Okay, when we go into break, can we just play that front to back with nobody?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I could, just so anybody who might be tuning in now can get the full. That,
yeah.
I saved it in the Dutch production folder. Dutch.
Oh, okay, I'll pull that up because,
oh, you
Joe,
okay, you got it.
My God, dude, like you, I was saying before you got on the line, like you have that ability of having that guinea type of delivery that's like, I don't know if this guy's for real. And this guy obviously bought it.
Joe. Next time,
oh yeah, and the second that I realized that he bought it, that's when I just kept going.
Dude, that's what I said. I was like, fear. You smell smoke, blood in the water. You,
no, yeah, he's fucking terrified. You terrified him.
So
no, I got a message. I got a message from the admin of the Facebook page. She sent me a message at about 5. She said, "I received a message from Mr. The broker. I received a message from him at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't think he slept. I know he didn't sleep." And she said, he let me know that he was receiving very threatening calls. It was actually from his wife. And it said, "If the threatening calls and messages do not stop coming from Italian people and people harassing him, that I'm going to hold you liable because they've made death threats to my husband at our home address."
Joe.
They said Italian people?
Joe. Where his wife sleeps and his kids go to play with their toys?
They just knew it was Italian over the phone? That's fucking funny.
That's really good.
Hold on. Pause. Can I break this down one more level real quick?
Sure.
They knew it was Italian people, and they sent a thing to the admin going, "We're getting harassing calls by Italians." He, 3 posts later, says how he's a contributor to Cubans. So do you think in his mind, he's like, "I think Italians and Cubans are like ganging up, and they have this whole like hold on the realtor market." Like,
you know, he's
you think that's where his brain was?
Yes. It's the well-known Italian-Cuban gang a merger that happened.
Cubalion.
In the late 80s. That's why Scarface, a well-known Italian Pacino, played a Cuban mobster because it was showing unity in the two communities. Now, I made all that up, but if you believe it, then Groot for you.
That is, dude.
Well, when you think about it, because no Cuban is named Tony.
Well, there is.
And no Cuban's last name is Montana.
Well, yeah, there's plenty named Tony, I mean.
Or about Montana?
Yeah, Montana, yes.
Go ahead.
Antonio?
Yeah, anyway.
Guys, don't break down John's
anyway,
jokes.
What happened, Renee? So the admin.
That she sent to the admin. The admin told me I removed him and his wife from pretty much every Facebook. I don't see his page anymore. I don't know if it's still there. It may have been taken down. She said, you know, in other words, she said, I don't. You know, I don't have any time for their empty threats. I have a liability, so they could do whatever they want. And then yesterday I was looking through his profile. I found another profile for him, about how he does in business. He just went into business this year and it's already failing. Previous to this last year, he was in construction laying concrete slabs.
You mean that man isn't successful?
But when he speaks, he says, my associate will do, or my employees will do, or I don't do this work, my people do this work. He lives in an apartment, so I'm not very sure how much of a successful real estate agent he is.
Well, here's the thing. You don't even have to do any more digging up on this guy, because Joe put the fear of God in him thanks to your crazy-ass Cuban research.
He is scared.
Oh, yeah.
He is
so
scared.
Joe, I was imagining you sitting in your underwear, like leaning feet up on your keyboard, sipping a beer, maybe in the basement or something.
After just taking Adderall.
Am I imagining it correctly? Like, what were you doing when you...
I wasn't in my underwear, but yeah, I was reclining back in my chair with a Bud Platinum.
Ooh, and, fancy Joe.
Whoa, hey, top shelf.
Hey, getting fancy.
I didn't realize he came in some money recently.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I had the mic stand just like stretched out, so yeah. I'm just leaning back and, you know, relaxing, having fun.
Yeah, just having another time with
this
pal.
Is run of the mill for you, the whole Vincent thing. So,
oh, I love it. I love
you
it.
Don't understand. He immediately gets possessed by this Vincent character, and he can't be stopped. He fucking, like, I really think it's a dual personality. It's almost Kaufman-esque.
Well, of course, because like if you've ever listened to him doing any of those calls, he never breaks. Like, ever.
I don't know how he
even though it. I know I probably would halfway through if I was saying the ridiculous shit that he says, so.
God damn, Joe. That was fucking beautifully
what
done.
Made you decide to go with the Italian mafia sound?
That's what I know the best. Good. I mean, really, like, that inflection or whatever, my voice is really just like when I used to hang out with my uncles from Yonkers, which is kind of like the Bronx area.
Right.
Like that. Like, heavy Italian neighborhood, old school, you know, Guinea.
Old dude, apparently they knew it over the phone.
Gold chain, wife beater.
Now,
did
you know that he had a wife and kids that sleep under that household you just called?
You see what you did? You see what you did?
Did you know?
You did.
Come on, man.
What did you do?
If I had the information, I would have used it. I didn't know.
Used it against them.
Well, you know what? I'm very glad that Joe did call in for Vincent Cinco de Mayo because that's awesome. I really appreciate it that he did that for us.
Oh, shit.
Yes, it is Cinco de Mayo.
I forgot it was Cinco de Mayo.
That should be your fifth album you come out with. Vincent Cinco de Mayo.
No, do it. Just be obnoxious with it and be like Vincent Cinco de Cuatro.
You know what? I have a better one, Joe, because you want to be edgy. Name it Crazy as I Wanna Be and have it with you like pointing angrily at like a camera. Like, really mad?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Like, squinty yeah. eyes. Yeah.
Or maybe just do, like, an exact replica of a Bill Hicks cover. That'll be great.
So real quick, Renee, are you pleased with the outcome of this? Because I guess he was getting under your skin for a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Are you pleased with this outcome?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I heard Joe's call so late at night that I spent a good 2 hours looking for a 24-hour fruit basket service, but I couldn't find one, so I couldn't send him
one. Renee, look for a 24-hour pharmacy. That's what Joe would appreciate more.
Right.
Really, I just wanted something that would relay a car that read nothing other than Silver Copacetic.
Silver Copacetic. Oh my God, worse would have been if we would have sent this dude a fruit basket, but with like a threatening note.
That says, are we copacetic?
Are we copacetic? Oh fuck, he would fucking be terrified. First off, he wouldn't touch any of them. He would throw it out immediately.
These bananas are bombs.
Just been rubbing his genitals on them.
All right, guys. Well, I'm tuckered, getting ready for bed. Oh, okay. I'm glad you enjoyed my service.
No, thank you, sir. And by the way, check out the Photoshop Mitch just did in the chat room for you, buddy.
You are the troll awesome. Muscle of MLR.
So cool.
You really are, man. Fucking amazing. Right, I love that.
Good night.
Thanks, guys.
Good night, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, God. So, Renee?
Yep.
If you have any other problems, just please let us know. We'll be happy to be of assistance.
We'll send our goons after
him. Yeah, we have no... That guy, you know what I was saying in the car? I go, this guy picked the wrong person to fuck with.
Really?
They
did.
Always do. Like even back when like you were living down here, down South Royce, like they always... They always thought they, like, yeah, I mean, this is easy. I can fuck with anybody. And then it's like, not the Lopez.
I think Royce Senior, what was that one story where Royce Senior, like, really went after a guy and, like, figured out all of his.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
He was yelling at you and your brother to get information on a guy so he could call him back.
While he was calling him. So I gave him the information and then he called the guy back. The guy was in New York. And we found this info, and he said, you keep calling here, this, and he started pulling up. I know you went to this high school in New York, and blah, 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 blah. The guy hung up, and before we know it, my dad got a call from West New York Police saying he got threatening calls, and he goes, oh, you're from West New York Police? I'm from Fort Lauderdale. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Because, like, fuck you. What are you going to do? You fuck
the amount of paperwork you would have to do to go, you know, police force states away.
For a fucking call. The guy never called again.
It's hilarious. God.
Fuck.
Fuck with the I sent a box of rotting fish to a client.
I did. I did send a box of rotting fish to Gabe Crumbly. I've told this story. I've told this story.
Tell me.
I've told this story. I'll say it again.
I don't remember it.
Okay, well, this is a few years ago. I did tell a story a while ago. There was this guy that was calling us to collect something at the old air conditioning company. And the truth is, it was debt owed by a different AC company. We just bought their phone number, you know, because they went under business.
So they just kept calling annoying you guys.
So then they kept trying to pull, like, you know, the wheel of the money, and we kept saying no. And this guy eventually got really fucking shitty and started saying that we were a bunch of stupid Cubans and all we want to do is lift off of welfare.
Oh, shit.
And I had it on speakerphone, and it was me, Ryan, and my dad in the office, and we look at each other going, this guy just made such a mistake. Said his name was Gabe Crumbly. I look it up. He lived in he was in Arizona because that's where his company was located. Easy Google search, found that out. And once I found all that out, I did a little bit more background searching and found Gabe Crumbly's username for most websites. He's big NRA nut, big super right-wing crazy nut job, like super right-wing, you know? And then I found out that his real name isn't Gabe Crumbly. It's William Crumbly. Gabe is a nickname. So I found his information on Craigslist. He was selling, I believe it was a refrigerator. So I made a fake email. And I emailed him saying I wanted the refrigerator. Can I have your phone number? His girlfriend gave me his phone number and his address. Once I got his phone number and his address, then I gave me and my dad were driving at like 2 a.m. back from somewhere on a Thursday night. And we were in the car, you know, with Bluetooth. So we call his house at 2 a.m. His girlfriend picks up and go, hi, we're calling Gabe Crumbly back. He told me to call him back about a collection. She goes, excuse me. My dad's like, well, if he's going to call me in my place of business, I'm going to call you guys at 2 a.m. at your house every night. So he got really pissed off, called back saying, you better not, blah, 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 blah. Next thing I did is I found a service that will ship dog shit to any address you want for like $20. So I paid for it and I shipped dog shit to him. And then I shipped a box of fish, rotting fish, to his house also. And then what I did was I stopped myself short and I almost did it. But then
psychopathic behavior, by the way. I want anybody listening to know that I'm laughing because it's ridiculous. I don't condone this, but apparently Royce does.
Is it weird that I hear like the Ocean's 11 music in the background when he's like telling us his whole scheme?
I stopped myself short. I was about to do something, the worst thing I've ever done, but then I stopped because I figured he's suffering enough. I was about to send postcards to all his neighbors and say he was a pedophile, but I didn't do it.
Awesome.
That's a little.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Dog shit, funny. That ruins a person's life.
I didn't do it.
He didn't do it.
I really wanted to.
That would have been really awesome.
So I guess my point is, don't fuck with us.
Yep. Yeah, you guys. And I don't know if it's all Cubans, but I know for a fact that it used to be on one of our old promos.
Yep.
I think it was after one of the stories of you guys. I was just like, remind me never to leave the show with you guys, because if I do, you guys are just going to ruin my life.
No, yeah. And not only that, also to show you that my fucking crazy side today, a little side story. Oh, Renee, Renee, you could go if you need to go. You could stay on if you want to as well. I don't care. It's up to you.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's like secondhand nature to our family. I'm not even going to say my family, to my brother. It's just like secondhand part of him, because you see, what you guys don't know is when I started having the problem, I really didn't want to tell him. And I mean, I went hours without telling him. Hours.
You knew the level he would take.
I'm last resort.
I know my brother. And I knew like shit was done when I sent him a message. Mind you, it was like in the movies. I had my finger over the send button and I was contemplating for like 10 minutes whether I wanted to send him that kid or not.
I'm either going to A, ruin this guy's life, or B, I stopped getting messages from him. Like,
it's like, hey, Renee, do you want to make a call? Who, to the wolf? Oh, man, do you think we really need to call the wolf? I don't know, man. Look what this guy did. Yeah, let's make a call to the wolf.
Activate Alpha Protocol. Disengage locks.
By the way, that is so fucking funny that you're that aware of your brother's psychopathic, like when he goes, nobody fucks with my little sister. And like, and you know, in your back of your mind, he's going to ruin this guy's.
Renee, what did I tell you? I said, send me some more. My reply was, send me for some more info. Okay, give me a second.
That's a lie. It's worse than that. Okay, and he's making it better for himself, because I have, you know, I have the messages.
Sure.
I sent him the message and it said, hey, didn't say anything bad. I said, hey, I'm having a problem with someone on Facebook. I couldn't send it quick enough. I guess the phone was in his hand. I don't know. All I got was name. I gave him like a paragraph worth of something. I know he didn't read it. I know him. and then it said number. I got two words from him, name, number, and then I have
done. I love it.
That is epic.
I have a problem. I'm sorry.
Dude, you're like me. Like, whenever my little sisters, would tell me they have an issue with something, I go and I see red as well. So, and then I'm sure that's probably what you were going through.
Oh, no. I go, I got this. Hold on a second. And then I was like, Joe, you busy, buddy?
Well, that's just it. It's like, I don't even need to do anything. Just have Joe do it.
God damn, that was beautiful.
That was fucking, dude.
Some screenshot that just said, he just sent me a screenshot that said Joe's on it. And I'm like, yeah. Who's Joe? He goes, don't worry, but Joe's on it. And then I got the audio.
Wait, don't worry about Joe's on it. Forget about it.
Don't worry.
Joe's on it.
No, the thing is, it does sound like a mobster. Don't worry, cousin Joe's on it.
But here's the thing, though. Like, did that not do exactly what you wanted? Don't worry, Joe's on it. And Joe was definitely on it. And that guy is afraid for his life because he sent you close to, like, that of a novel of literature towards your way saying how sorry he was.
Before I sent Renee the audio and said Joe did it, I got a message from her first saying, hey, did Joe do something? Because I got a 9-page apology. So that was before I sent it to her. And I was like, oh, yeah, here you go.
Here's the audio of it. You're welcome.
All right, so folks, if you're having troubles with people get trolling you, don't worry. We got your back.
We got your back.
I'm sure that stupid old fuck learned a valuable lesson in trolling the internet because he obviously was inexperienced in trolling and does not know the consequences of poking the bear.
Because, I mean, you know...
Can we start that as a new bit? Like, any listeners having issues? Yeah. If you're getting, like, cyber bullied
bring
or whatever...
I'm happy.
Just...
Oh, Dutch,
you know, we'll be the, you know, the whole, like, you know...
Are we internet
carry big stick. Can we be the big stick?
Dutch, like, you know, local news does, like, you know, the problem solver. Every station has one.
Call this line.
Yeah, we'll be the problem ruiners or something.
No, we're internet goons.
Yeah, whatever. Look, I'll take care of it. I've already told people. I get every week I get a couple of those fake, like, you know, try to catfish you friend requests on Facebook. And you can obviously tell that they are. But I always talk to them, and instead of, like, getting mad at them, I give them pointers going, first, bro, no 19-year-old girl has only one picture on the internet. So why don't you up your game? And one guy told me to fuck off. I was like, oh, come on. Yeah, fucking assholes.
Can we please... Seriously, any listeners who are listening right now, I know we had that, like, high school. If you have, you know, some kind of a kid who's being a dick or a girl who's being a bitch at your school or whatever, and you want us to take care of that problem... Obviously, you heard tonight, we could take care of realtors in Boston.
Yep.
So we'll be able to take care of this kid. So
crush a 17-year-old.
Exactly.
If there was a problem, yo, we solve it. Check out the hooks while Joe revolves it.
Yeah. Like, well, today, you know, the whole identity fraud thing.
Yeah, my identity fraud continues, and
somebody cashed two checks under Marie's name.
Yeah, it was as if I were cashing someone else's checks. They used someone else's check, wrote my name down as the recipient, and signed it.
So
shit.
They took like $3,500 out of her Bank of America.
Holy shit!
Well, that's protected, right?
Hold on. Here's the thing: it was two different checks using my ID and someone else's check. They tried to cash it. A few days ago, it was already when my account they tried and succeeded. Like, the bank honored it, and I didn't see it obviously because they were cashing someone else's check, so it didn't go through my account. It was just my ID. And a few days passed, and my checking account was already clear or was already closed, and I had a new one, and so I got two debit charges for the amounts because they realized that this whole thing was fraud and it didn't exist. And so the bank was shuffling the funds around to get their money back out of my new account. And so I called them up yesterday saying, hey, I see two charges on the 28th. They obviously look fraud. I was not expecting to pay anything of that amount. What is this debit? Please look into it. And they were giving me the runaround like nobody's business. Bank of America was pissing me the fuck off. I was doing the, this is unacceptable. Let me speak to your supervisor. No, I know it's fraud. God. Like, I have a fraud thing logged. I had passwords on my account. Like, there's no way that I paid this. I had nothing pending. Right. These things don't recognize. And they're like, we can't give you any information. We can't tell you what we think it is. We can't tell you what bank it is. We can't tell you who's looking into it. You're just going to get a call back in a day.
24 hours, they said. 24 hours go by.
24 hours.
So that's why you got to get rid of banks and go to credit unions. You'll never have the problem.
So the next day... I call back again because I ended the call the previous day with them putting a temporary credit for the money that it was taken.
But only for 24 hours.
Apparently it was only for 24 hours. So the next day I log back in and it's gone again. I'm like, well, fuck this.
So in 24 hours, a person from the department doesn't call. And I call Marie and I tell her three-way me over there. Let me talk. Because the thing is, she had to give her the right for me to talk. So finally, we get on with this lady at customer service, and I go, "Well, that's fine. You know, my wife's dealt with four people, blah, blah, blah. I want the number of the person who's going to, I want to speak to someone who can help me." "Well, you have to wait for the person in the fraud department, and they'll call you back." I go, "Well, no. Phones work two ways. I'll call her. I can't give you that. She doesn't have a number." I go, "I think I said it's 2015. Everybody has a phone." She goes, "No, but it's an internal thing." I go, "So you're telling me her husband and kids can't call her? She has a phone. What is it?" "Hold on. Let me try to get a supervisor." Hold. About 5 minutes. Comes back. Supervisor didn't even come on the phone. Said, "Well, the supervisor said you have to wait. There's nothing to do. The best thing is to do a wait." I go, "Well, no. I'm not hearing it from you.
I want to hear from
you." I said, "I want to hear from him. It's unacceptable." Then I go, "Even if the supervisor can't do anything, I want to hear from your supervisor. Hold on." Wait a little longer, maybe about 10 minutes. Finally, comes back. "I have the number for the person at the fraud department for you." "Oh, they have a number, huh?" Name and number. I get the name and number. I call. I leave a message. Finally, only because I was fucking indignant, finally got a hold of them. They put the money back. And they finally cleared the fraud. Because when Marie called back, the lady goes, "Oh, you already opened a fraud case?
Oh, well, let me see who's handling your investigation." I'm like, "Oh my fucking God, I opened that 2 weeks ago. What were you investigating 2 weeks ago?"
That's why you got to go to the credit union, because if you go with any national bank, especially Bank of America, you know, it's the same thing like Comcast. You have to go with something smaller and that has actual shareholders.
Oh, yeah.
Like a credit union. You have to go with that.
Absolutely.
Do it immediately. Do it tomorrow.
Oh, no. We're already going to do it. We're already figuring it out. Yeah. That's the plan.
Yeah.
Because
if they did it once, how the hell am I going to stop the bank from taking money out of my new account because something's happening to my old account again, you know?
Yeah. So I was actually hoping that you guys would say, like, so we had Joe. We gave number to Joe, and then he called her up.
Well,
we're not at Scorched.
We should go to break, though. But
God,
I do want to.
We haven't even talked about what we did weekend. This weekend, and our weekend was awesome.
We can do it after the break.
Okay.
We're going to talk about what you guys did at Key West.
Yay.
Woo. And but before we go to break, for those who might have, John, you yes, tune in late. But anyways, so yeah, Renee was getting trolled from a dude on the internet. Renee's Royce's younger sister, and they decided to turn the whole case over to Joe, and then this is what Joe did. So I'm gonna play this, and then we'll go to break.
Hello,
hey Brian.
Hey,
how you doing?
Who's this?
You doing good?
Who's this?
This is Vincent. I hear you're a bit of a tough guy these days, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You've been running your fucking mouth to some of my associates. And you better reel yourself back in because you don't know who the fuck you're dealing with. You ever hear the expression, "know who you're talking to before you open your fucking mouth"? Huh?
Well, so I don't know what your problem is. I'm not too sure what the problem is here, man.
I can tell you one problem. When your real estate license expires next year, you might need some help with that. The way you're going down this route, I got to tell you, you're making some major fucking mistakes, my friend.
I didn't make any mistakes, man. I was trying to buy some stuff, and I just didn't know who I was buying it from, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't stolen.
Let's just say that's the case. Let's say that's what the case is. I'm telling you, everything's copacetic, as they say, and leave it the fuck alone where it is. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're still at 7 Court, right?
Oh, that's a rental.
Was that where I can find you?
Yeah, that's where you found
me. I don't mind speaking to you on the phone, but if I got to come face to face, then I got to come face to fucking face. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knock your fucking shit off, pal. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's nothing going on, man, buddy. I was just checking to make sure everything was cool.
Shut the fuck up. I've seen shit going on. So apologize and leave it the fuck alone, and I'll leave you the fuck alone, and so will my people. You want to leave it at that? You want to have a good Sunday night and relax? Then do that. Apologize and leave it the fuck alone.
Can't apologize to who?
Whoever the fuck you've been dealing with and harassing. You know what I'm talking about. Don't play games. You just said what you were talking about.
I got, I can't talk to anybody. Everything's been blocked.
So don't say fucking peep from here on out. So just leave it.
Where the fuck, man, you know?
Leave it. No, I don't know. I'm telling you what to know. Shut the fuck up. Don't say another word to these people you've been fucking harassing. Keep your mouth shut and leave it alone, and I'll leave it alone.
It's all done. All done, brother. All done, man.
Don't make me call you back.
It's all done. Everything's
done, make me call you back.
It's all gone.
Fucking better be.
I don't need to know any phone numbers or not. It's all gone.
It fucking better be. Goodbye.
100%.
Shut up. Shut up.
More like radio, less like crap. MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the deep team.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
John, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live, Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired,
go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dee, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
I just made mine worse. Anybody bring any extra bags?
No, nobody brought an extra bag.
I'm just asking.
Do we have to wear them when we ride?
Oh, well, shit fire! If you don't wear them as you ride up, that just defeats the purpose.
Well, I can't see in this fucking thing. I can't breathe in this fucking thing, and I can't ride in this fucking thing.
Well, fuck all y'all. I'm going home. Now, I watched my wife work all day getting 30 bags together for you ungrateful sons of bitches, and all I can hear is criticize, criticize, criticize. From now on, don't ask me your mind for nothing.
Now, look, let's not forget why we're here. We gotta kill a nigga over that hill there, and we gotta make a lesson out of him.
Okay, I'm confused. Are the bags on or off?
I think we all think the bag was a nice idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not pointing the fingers. They could have been done better. So how about no bags this time? But next time, we do the bags right, and then we go full regalia.
Wait a minute. I didn't say no bags.
But nobody can see.
So
it'd be nice to see.
God damn it! This is a raid! I can't see, you can't see. So what? All it matters is can the fucking horse see? That's a raid!
Second hour of Dutch and Royce. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Number is 954-573-2780, or go to morelikeradio.com/live if you guys want to check out the show. If you're just now downloading the podcast, we are live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. I still love that rejoinder. I know you played it last week on Hippo Juice, but we haven't played it on this show, so I just love it so much.
It is great.
I think we all think the bags was a nice idea.
Nice idea.
There ain't no other bags.
That's the last time me and mine do anything for you and yours.
So brilliantly written, that screen.
So Renee sent me the message here, the very first message that got this guy pissed. The guy sent her this message. I did a search and can't find a hairdresser license on your Facebook name. Renee goes, that's none of your concern. Lesson of the day, if you're trustworthy enough to place your actual name on a public website, then you need few more life lessons, bud. I can't find an LLC or a corp in your name. Thanks for your concern, though. Best of luck on your realty. And you never will, as you don't know my name. So your Facebook name is fake. Oh, Lord, do everyone that crosses you a life of favor and fall asshole first on a dick.
She said that to him?
Yeah, Renee, are you still there? I think she may still be there. Did you say that to him?
Yeah, that's what I said to him, because he kept sending me shit in my inbox telling me how you can receive a felony, and do you know what degree of a felony that is, child, for working without a license, and all this bullshit that he had no foundation on, that he was completely wrong about. And at one point I just gave up, and, you know, I thought he was a regular schmuck like usual, and I couldn't come up with anything else to tell him because he wouldn't leave me alone, and the best I could do was fall asshole first on a dick. So I blocked him after that, and then that's when shit hit the fan. You see, I forgot to mention that to Royce, because I don't mention that until after he does something about it. Because if I mention it before, sometimes he thinks it warrants so many actions from men. But, you know, when a 42-year-old man doing horrible in life is being told by a 24-year-old girl to fall asshole first on a dick when she's selling a $2.5 million estate, I really think that's why he went crazy. It hurt his ego.
Yeah, well, you know, fuck him. Yeah. All right, Nene, thank you, though. I appreciate you calling in. It was very, very funny. Like I said, any other problems, send them this way. We'll solve them.
It was a great story.
Now check out this hook while my DJ revolves it.
Yep, check out my hook while DJ revolves it. Later, Nene. Oh, fuck. So, do you want to know what we did this weekend?
Yeah, what did you guys do? We went to Key West, I heard earlier.
We had a fun weekend trip.
We went down to Key West with our friend, with Buttercup, with Ramcat, Joyce and Joe. Who we all, Jess, the guy at Kiss Touch. We all went down and drove down to Key West.
Well, stopped in Marathon.
Yeah, Joyce and Joe were already there with their family. So we went down and stopped at Marathon first, which is half when you go to the Keys, like when
halfway
you,
point.
Halfway point. So we stayed there.
In between Key.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was nice. And we got there late. We didn't really do much. We just hung out and then went to bed.
Yeah, but in the morning we got to go
snorkeling.
Yay!
And it was like a boat took you out into the middle of the ocean where there was this reef, and you dive off the boat and you snorkel around for a while. And it was super fun because you get to see barracuda and rainbow fish and fish that
see
are blue.
Any manta ray?
No, I saw a barracuda. That was about the
coolest
thing.
Are you doing
thing.
It, Dutch, or am I doing it?
And so, yeah, we were snorkeling around for a while, had a good time.
I want Mitch to do it.
Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Get the song.
I got it. I got it. Thank you, producer. I got it already.
So, I mean, we just brought our own alcohol onto the ship and had a fucking blast. And on the ride home, on the boat.
That scuba diving is fantastic. Is you could bring your own booze. So you're getting hammered and scuba diving. I mean, that's because hammered and snorkeling. Not scuba diving. Hammered and snorkeling. And, you know, that was pretty fun.
Yeah,
I think I've actually been on that boat around there in Marathon. Yeah, so
the Spirit?
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's only two of them. You probably were. There's a good chance you were.
But the cool thing was on the boat ride home, four dolphins were jumping in the wake of our boat.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty bad.
Oh, what? Shit. Did you get photos?
We tried, but they're fucking dolphins.
Yeah. It's like you'd see them jump, and then all of a sudden they'd be on the complete opposite side of the boat jumping again. They were following our wake and playing in the wake of the boat. So the captain stopped and tried to turn around so that we could all see him. But of course, then the dolphins stopped jumping because they were just trying to play.
There's nothing to rape over here. Get it? Because they rape love it.
They love the sex.
And by the way, we were clearly with the three hottest women, not just in the boat, but in Marathon Key. Now, Marathon Key is small, so I'm not saying that the caliber there is great, but it was ridiculous.
Sorry, I can't hear you over this heart bed.
Really? Would you like it louder? Anyway.
Yeah, and actually, it was funny because we blew the mind of one middle-aged lady. No.
She blew a middle-aged lady.
There was a middle-aged lady on the boat that was convinced at least one of us was directly related to another one of us. Because between Ramcat Jackson, our friend Joe, me, and Joe's wife, we all had the same length, long brown hair, kind of wavy. And she thought one of us had to be related. And she was so upset that we're like, no, none of us are blood related. We're all couples here.
So we did that. Then we drove down all the way to Key West. We got down there and we checked into the hotel. And then we went out to we took a taxi to Duval Street.
Oh, the taxi was the best part.
Yeah. So
did you guys meet up with Unky Tone?
Yes, we did. That second day. But anyway, we took the first day. We take it. The place we stayed is awesome. If you ever go to Key West, don't stay at a hotel. They're a ripoff. Go to Key West Rentals. Rent condos.
Yeah.
They're way better. They're nicer. They're cleaner. They have a kitchen. And they're cheaper.
Yeah, that's what Kelsey and I did. And it ended up being a lot cheaper for us.
Right? And it was nice, right? It's crazy. It was
super nice.
So
there's a lot of nice B&Bs there, too.
Oh, yeah. So you look at rentals. So we stayed at this place. It was nice. We drove down to Duval Street. What did we do the first night, Marie?
We just went bar hopping, really. We stopped in the Bull and Irish Kevin's and Hog's Breath and, you know, the famous ones.
Yeah. We got fucking hammered that night. We stayed up till about, I would say we were out to like 2:30 out there. And then also the Bull, the bar called the Bull, is a really famous bar in Key West. It's basically where like the cool part of Duval Street starts. They have another bar on the side that you walk upstairs called the Garden of Eden, and it's the rooftop bar that's, you know, clothing optional or top optional, whatever.
And we were all about that. We're like, Garden of Eden, let's go.
We were gonna go with the girls. Yeah. We were gonna go with the girls you see in this picture. And these pictures, I'm gonna put them on more like radio so you guys can see them. But so mind you, these are who we're with. Now the people that are up there are Key West natives who are just old, ugly, bum bitches with disgusting. And then we're about to go up there to check it out, and they want $5 per person to go to the
third floor. Yeah.
And that's a
cover charge. Yeah.
Yeah, but hold on. Buttercup, being awesome, goes, $5, I'll take my top off for free here. I'm like, yeah, that's my point. We're not going to pay.
I was going to walk up to
the guy and look him in the eye and go, buddy, you see these women? Come on, bro, let's be honest.
They do that to keep just rando dudes showing up.
Right, so. But my point is, if us dudes are coming in with three, come
if
on.
You have a girl who's above a 6.5, then you should be allowed to get in without.
Right, that's my point, because my point, the people that are up there, don't think the women that are up there aren't normally like, it's never worth the $5 because it's just ugly old ladies. It's not hot girls. They're like, oh, my top's right. Unless you go,
it's like maybe, when you go to a nude beach in Miami. Right.
Unless you go like on a spring break weekend, then yeah, it is, but. But we're
here's
like,
the thing. If it was $10, do you think it'd be better looking people?
No, I don't think it would be worse. I think the quality of people up there is the issue. So I was going to walk up to the guy and go, look, bro, look at these chicks. Come on, bro. Come on. Come on, man. We're going to make it better. You should pay us to bring them up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are like hype men. That's like what, like sometimes when you go to a club, if you're walking down the street, you got a guy that's either hanging out, holding out wristbands or saying, hey, follow me. Because they're trying to bring talent to the place so more people will drink, more people will go.
Right.
Right. So
is that Joe's wife or girlfriend?
Wife.
Wife.
She got a nice little body on her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the chat room here.
No, she does.
Anywho, so we
don't forget Marie, Jesus.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome,
Marie.
Christ.
I don't ever pay attention to her at this point.
Thanks, John.
Well, you're a fuddy-duddy.
Oh
no.
So yeah, so we just got drunk and went home Friday night, and then Saturday to the condo.
Drove all the way back to
condo, right? And we took the same cabbie back.
Yeah,
that drove us over there.
This
he was great,
young guy. We're Facebook friends now. This is how cool this guy was.
Our cab driver.
Really?
His name is Jimmy, and he's awesome.
He's driving, so we're driving there, and he goes, "What kind of music you guys want?" And he starts playing fucking old school, like Biggie and Tupac, like really cool music.
Nice.
We're like, this guy fucking rules, you know. And we're not even drunk yet. We're a little drunk. So
you guys be like, dude, how much do we have to pay you to have you be your guy for the rest of the week?
Well, that's what happened. When we got there, he gave us his card. So he was really? The only cab we
that's
used.
Awesome.
Yeah, he was like, here's my personal number.
So then, yeah.
Call me when you're ready to be picked up.
So when we were ready to leave, when the gardening thing fell flat, it was 2:30. We're like, you know, we should head back and just hang out at the place and chill.
Where's Jimmy?
Yeah. So we call him. He shows up, flashes his lights. We get in, fucking bumping. He goes, what do you guys want to listen to on the way back? And we're like, we don't know. And all the chicks are drunk. So Jimmy did us all a solid. Played some Genuine, My Pony. I swear to God, this guy fucking ruled.
Nice.
And then after that, Keith Sweat. Fucking murdering the tracks. All the way there. So we finally get back to the place. Jimmy's fucking awesome. Jimmy's crazy, too. Driving his tax like a maniac with holding his phone in one hand, changing fucking nuts.
It was great.
Jimmy's fucking crazy.
He's got skills. I feel a little more safe in ones like that for whatever reason.
Me too.
Yeah. It's like they've been doing this for so long that
he wasn't old. I mean, he looked like he was about our age. You know, just kind of one of the dudes hanging out.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, Saturday during the day was whatever. We went, you know, ate a ton of seafood, went to a hot sauce bar where you get to sample hot sauces, and each of us dropped like $40 in hot sauce. Because we're fucking insane with that. And then...
Is this like a place that's known for it?
Well, it's pretty famous on the island. It's just called Peppers, and they have a hot sauce bar, so every hot sauce that they sell, you can sample, and you can just sit there and, you know, dip tortilla chips and sample hot sauces all day if you want to. So
I've always wanted to do one of those, because, like, is this the one you guys went to where, like, they have, like, the really, 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 really hot stuff? They just have it on display, but you can't try it no matter how much money you give them.
They have it there. They have that stuff there, too. I mean, they only sell hot sauce there.
Oh, by the way, Dutch, bonus, because I want to make sure everyone understands it. The best thing is, Dutch, because now that you guys are, we're all down here, you all know what I'm talking about. The whole time in the condo, none of the girls had their clothes on. It was complete nudity the entire time.
I can imagine. Wow.
One walking out with oil going, oh, is it okay? I'm sorry. I don't want to put my clothes on so they get sticky. You guys mind? I'm like, no, please be oily and naked. He's we like, don't. Please
can
be.
Someone aloe my ass? And I'm have like, a sunburn yeah. And on my
Marie,
ass.
No, yeah. And then immediately when she said that, Marie hopped up from goes, I got it, and ran up. And
wait, did grabbing.
I just did like the weird, the, for listeners, I mean, like for a lot of people, it may sound strange. It didn't feel strange at all being in your crew of people and having that happen.
No,
I got to say
it's very comfortable. Everyone's very cool. And
there was nothing sexual about it. It was just like, hey, this is what we're doing. It's like, all right, cool.
To be fair,
I got naked.
I didn't say it in that tone, Royce. Yeah. I said it like, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Anyway,
because no one said yes immediately. Oh, no one said yes immediately. I'm looking around like, well, I'll do it, I guess.
And to be fair, no sexual stuff happened except maybe Friday night. So anyway, Saturday, we went to the Peppers place.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. By the way, five fucking bottles and a steak sauce. I lost my mind in there.
Yeah, you
because
did.
I love hot sauce. I know. I am absolutely a stereotype. I'm Hispanic, and I fucking love hot sauce.
It's so good.
But like Maria's saying,
I'm not Hispanic, and like, I love hot sauce.
Like Maria's saying, they let you eat, like, they give you the chips and let you taste it. So I'm also there with Ramcat. He's Colombian, so us two Spanish are, like, just eating like crazy people.
Is that what he is? I couldn't figure out what nationality
he's Colombian. He's Colombian.
So
he's majestic. That's all you need to know.
By five,
Sofia Vergara type.
By five goddamn bottles. of hot sauce.
Well, because they all tasted so good.
So, we have them in the kitchen.
Here's the thing. I love hot sauce, too, but, like, my body hates it. My body just rejects it and goes, we need to immediately turn on the sprinklers in this man's body immediately, and I start sweating.
It's okay. But I like it. Plate. It's all right.
No. I'll do it. I'm a complete girl mouth. But the thing is that, like, I like spicy foods, but, like, my head just goes, we're going to sweat profusely until this is out of your body. So...
Oh, Miami Muff goes, hey, the guys in the shots aren't slouches. Well, yes, compared to the women, we're fucking slouches. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Oh, dude, they're fucking animals. Are you kidding me?
And I don't care. It doesn't matter
to
me.
They're disgusting, gross-looking men.
No problem. But as a man, that doesn't matter.
Horrible, you got ugly, it. Gross, right. Disgusting men, except all
that,
for Ramcat.
All that is true. But guess what? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, especially when you have the girls. You
can. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I could be the
if biggest. Anything that makes you better, it's
it
like.
It doesn't matter.
How the fuck did he land her?
But
she's obsessed with his long hair. That's how.
Dutch, once again, if you were to meet Joe, just like the group, he's fucking he's hilarious. He's funny as shit. That's a reason. It's just everyone you see in the picture, they're just. Everyone gets along because you saw the group. Everyone's funny, charming, charismatic. It's really weird. It's like an Abercrombie commercial.
They fit in. They're exactly like our group.
Right. They were on Hippo Juice last week and fucking just pick it up immediately. So, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's ridiculous, you know, walking around over there with this cow. I'm always like weird going like, this is like ridiculous. Oh, then, of course, love whenever we walk away and the girls get hit on. That's my favorite. You know?
Yeah.
Dude, I love that too.
I do it all the time. I walk away like
I love whenever you know, some random dude will hit on whatever chick I'm with because it's like, oh, yes.
Do it. And I walk away.
I did good.
Yep. I walk back, I walk away, and I go, oh. But like I said, I always look at the guy's face and he goes from smiling whenever he's hitting on Marie to straight, then sad, then weird, then he's like scared. I'm like, what did she tell this guy? He's terrified. And she walks back smiling. Well, he's never going to talk to me again. I'm like, what did you do? But, you know, that's just for fun. But so the second night, we went out. We went the hot sauce thing. Then we went to go eat lunch. This all we ate the entire week, because you have to do, because it's the freshest thing there, was fish. And
right,
even early in the morning, they give me a fish sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah, even early fish in the morning. They would get a fish sandwich. So we were basically just eating. We would go to every restaurant and be like, what's your fresh catch? And we would just eat
yeah,
that.
Yeah, can I get a fish sandwich?
Yep. So we did that. Unfortunately, for some reason, we went to Dante's too first.
Well, for like a second,
we went to this pool place that's pretty decent, but it was filled with douchebags. It looked like a 1998 MTV beach house, like spring break thing.
Oh God! Like yeah, when Dude they first Rose. Started doing that thing of yeah. like yeah, shit, that town in Mexico that they always had that app for MTV
yes,
for years.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So
until it started getting a little crazy down there.
Well, no, just we went to
shit. The, what's it called?
Fucking Tijuana.
No. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think it's not Cabo. It's
Cozumel.
Oh God! Please help me out here. Spring Break, MTV.
Cancun.
Cancun. There you go. I'm sorry.
Panama City.
No, it's Cancun.
Cancun.
So we think Dante's is this bar where it's outdoors. There's a big pool, and they have like you know different bars all around it where you get a drink and chill in the pool. You know. So We were gonna walk over there thinking, oh, we'll just get a drink, chill in the pool. Well, we didn't realize that it was gonna be a goddamn, like I said, a fucking MTV spring break.
It was a dude bro fest.
We pull up and we just, you know, we start hearing, just like, oh, we're like.
Yes, that's exactly what it sounded
seriously,
like.
It's like, when I walk in a club, I'm like, oh, God. As soon as we walk in, Joyce looks at us and we all with the same make eye contact and we go,
nope.
Joyce goes, want to go to the beach? I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. So we
were. You want to be with the dudes?
The problem is that number one, it was a lot more guys
Dude.
Than girls. A lot more guys than girls.
Like
a
Dude!
So we do sit there for a second because everyone wanted to grab a drink. And the best part of Key West is you can walk down the street with booze. There's no carry, you know, law there. So you can walk.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you can, anywhere you go, like even in the taxi, we were fucking drinking. Like it didn't matter.
I think it's probably not a law there, but like, I don't think any taxi really gives a shit if you're drinking in the car.
Why do they care? They don't give a fuck.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
So then we pick up and we go to the beach. What a southernmost point, because that's like the southernmost point in the U.S., blah, 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 blah. But there's a place called the Southernmost Hotel. We park, and we're just going to go to the public beach. The public beach, okay, it was okay, but it was kind of raggedy looking. We go in looking. We were looking for a trash can through this parking lot next to where we parked. So I go around the parking lot, and I realize, holy shit, this is a hotel. They had the Southernmost Hotel has like a really nice beach, a pretty bar, like a marble bullshit, like really nice beach chairs, but you think it's only for guests. But I look over there and the place is empty, and I see a bartender sitting standing at the bar. I think to myself, if we go over there and buy drinks, this guy will give us whatever the fuck we want, because he's gonna make no money today. Think about it.
Nice.
He's sitting at that bar. We're the only people. So the six of us.
Pause before you keep going. Yeah. I agree with that sentiment 100%. Anytime I walk into a bar and it's completely empty and you just see someone bored, it's like we're in for a good night.
Yeah.
Like, this is where you want to park and tell your friends to come to.
Yeah, so we came. We go up there and we're like, because, you know, the thing is, it's only for guests that are supposed to use the pool, the towels, everything. So we walk up to where he's at. Oh, they have a ping pong table. It was really nice. So we walk up and we order our drinks. He gives us the drinks and then he tells me, hey man, get towels, get chairs. If you guys want to chill, chill. And he tells me, I'm off at 6 as long as you
please can, chill. Yeah, I need this.
Exactly. He goes, I'm off at 6 as long as, you know, you just tab me out at 6. You guys do whatever you want. Not only that, there was a bathroom, there a really clean one. And in Key West, there's a big deal to find clean bathrooms.
I was going to say, why is that a selling
Well,
point?
I'll explain. In Key West, it's really hard to find clean bathrooms because all the bathrooms in the Strip, because it's always drinking and vomiting and they never clean piss. It's bad.
It's
real,
like when
dude.
You go downtown Manhattan and like and you're trying to find a bathroom and they're all like horseshit.
Oh, yeah. So right. So it's bad. So, but, you know, you had to have a hotel room key to get in. The guy puts a key on the counter for us and goes, here you go. You guys need to go to the bathroom, use it. This guy is being a so we're fucking sitting there drinking.
So you basically found an oasis in the middle
exactly. We were all saying that was so we're just sitting there drinking, but basically by a couple more people, Dutch, they had hammocks. It was fucking beautiful.
I love me a good hammock.
Yeah. Oh, there's a pic. Look at the picture in the chat room. That's the place right there. The hammocks that they're on right there. That's that was or and the picture scrolling up. That's them. That's the place too by the pier and the rocks.
Did you guys feel like you found like gold? Like a, we're not supposed to be here. Like no, you know, yes. Like one of those kind of like you know end of the rainbow kind of thing.
It's
like
it's a place that Jimmy Buffett would have wrote a song about and would have played at nauseam in a retail store.
He's right. Probably. He's right. So, yeah, I mean, it was amazing. So we chilled there for a good while. We went back to the hotel room. Everyone relaxed. Now, here's what happened. We got to back to the hotel room. Buttercup threw up.
Aww.
Not because she was drinking, but I think she ate something that wasn't good. But she's a fucking rock solid animal when it comes to partying. So she goes, let's go back out. No problem. Oh, there's more pictures. Yeah, I forgot we took all those. That's the place there. So
We go back out to Duval Street for the second time. This is Saturday evening. And, you know, she manages to muster up dinner on Mallory Square. We enjoy nice dinner.
Oh, during the sunset. Which
during
is
the
nice.
Sunset. It was
now,
gorgeous.
Now, Mallory Square is this pier that's located where you get, since it's the southernmost part of the United States, you get a sunset with nothing behind
that
it.
That was the western part.
Right.
So it makes sense.
Western,
to,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we were there at Mallory Square. Now, they ended up
leaving early.
Leaving because she was not feeling good. She went back to the place with Ramcat and she she was throwing up apparently. So it was just Marie, myself, Joyce, Joe out. We're hanging out. So
I agree with Hammy. Joyce is a hottie.
Oh yeah, she is. Absolutely.
Boombalotti.
Oh yeah. Even a boombalotti.
We all are hottie boombalottis. Everyone knows that.
So when we're out there, we decide, well, initially we were going to have, as we call it, a weekend trip, Dutch trip. Mm-hmm. So, but unfortunately, as we like
what
to,
happened?
As I like to, well, here's what happened. Unfortunately,
what the fuck happened?
No, nothing bad. I'll explain.
Okay.
But what happened, unfortunately, what happened was we miscounted how many, let's call them truffles we needed. How many truffles we needed?
For our weekend trip.
For our weekend trip. So we didn't have enough for all six of us to have a good time, and it wasn't worth this. Figure, fuck it, we're just not going to do it because it's not going to be fun and we all can't enjoy it. But because Buttercup and Ramcat got sick, then we did have enough for just the four of us.
Score.
We're on Duval Street.
It's a dude, yeah, complete like on. You know, silver lining kind of thing.
We're on Duval Street. We go to find a bar to take our truffles because our truffles are in pills.
We you know, go, for our weekend
for
trip.
For a weekend trip. So we go and we find this sidebar that's for locals, which is awesome to start with. We go inside. And by the way, it's a bar you could tell used to be
a
house
because
I go to
way.
Use the bathroom. I went upstairs and the bathroom had a tub in it with a shower. So that's how you know the bar used to be a house.
We're obsessed with bathrooms.
Well, Dutch, think about you going to a bar and you go walk into the bar and there's a tub and a shower in it. Would that not be weird?
That is a little, okay, you know.
It used to be a house, weird. Is my point. So there's the picture of us. Now, Dutch, if you look at this picture, our eyes are dilated. It's probably because the sun was in our eyes at nighttime, apparently.
You know, weekend
really
trip.
Dilated on our weekend trip. So
Joe's are really dilated.
All of ours are really dilated.
Who does Joe look like? I'll think of it in a second.
So, yeah. So, oh, yeah, and that's, Hammy said Joyce is a hottie.
Joe looks like one of the newer cast members from SNL.
Maybe.
Hold on, I'll look him up.
So we take the truffles at this restaurant. We go, let's do it. It starts kicking in for me first. Then it starts kicking in for other people.
Wait, hold on. Are these excited truffles or are these like, you know, mellow truffles?
These are the same truffles that we took last time that we said the story. The same exact
ones. Shit. Okay, now I know what you're talking about because we've used that word as in you've
well,
used,
oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Before, so.
These are the kind of, put it to you this way. These are the kind of truffles that you would put on a pizza. Okay, how about that?
Ah, those kind of, okay, never mind. Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those are tasty truffles. Yeah.
They're akin to the shiitake family of truffles.
We okay, get it.
There were mushrooms. So we, so
oh, my God.
So anyway, we that's funny.
I love like when we have those little moments like we've been doing radio so long that like we just are in the same brain melt at this point. Yeah.
So
sorry, go ahead.
No, anyway. So anyway, we take the truffles. We start. Well, I start feeling it first, which you know, I start getting the tingly feeling good, laughing. Then I would say, Joe, we walk to a gay club. We go into the gay club. We pay $5 cover. We figure this is awesome because the gay club has all these lights and stuff. When we start feeling it, we're going to have a good time, you know? So we're in the gay club. We're hanging out. There's a bunch of strippers, you know, gay strippers dancing on the table. Me and Joe see that there's a sign when we go to use the bathroom in the back that says back outdoor area, men only beyond this point. So, of course, since that's how we are, we walk to our wives and we say, hey, we'll be right back. We're going to go check the back area of this bar together.
We're going to go check.
So Royce left me and Joyce in the front normal gay area.
So
we're going
to go check out the super gay area in the back. So we walk to the back and we see a little nice tiki bar. It's all outside. There's a pool. There's like a stage outside. There's an area where you take two flights upstairs and you go to the topless area or bottomless area for them. And the only thing I was thinking was, number one, how many dicks have been sucked up here? And number two,
Jesus, dude,
how many dicks have been sucked up here?
All of them.
So how long has Key West been a part of the union?
Good point.
There you go.
So we come back inside, and then all of a sudden Joe walks up and the girls are dancing with this
this Argentinian guy. who was like, thank you for coming over to this stage because there was no one dancing over here and I wanted to dance with somebody.
Yes.
And he's like, and we're like, oh, that's great. You know, we've never been to this bar before. He's like, oh, really? I just started like a week ago and I make stupid money.
You make stupid money.
I make stupid money. And we're like, all right, dude. So he's just dancing in his underwear. We're dancing until, yeah, there he is. There's the guy that makes stupid money. So we're dancing for a while, and then we hop out of there because it was getting too loud, and we were starting to get overwhelmed. And so we walked down the street and stopped in the world's smallest bar.
So this is you and Joyce minus Joe and Royce at this point.
We just went back there for a second.
Yeah, they went out, walked around, came back out.
Oh, I thought they were going back there having a happy fun time.
Right. Yeah. No, it was very brief. We were in there. Joyce and I got taught by a gay man how to actually put a dollar in a gay man's crotch because we weren't forceful enough.
You not being forceful enough?
Well, we were like daintily, you know, pulling out his undies and, you know, tucking in the dollar. And a gay man just like, no, 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 honey. And then he takes a dollar and he rides it up the man's leg and then shoves it like with two fingers, like fingers the dollar into his crotch area until you couldn't see the dollar anymore. We're like, okay.
Did you feel his trim tree trunk?
No, I did not feel anything. Okay. But we jumped out of there, went to the world's smallest bar. And at this point, everyone's having a good weekend.
Hold on, before we leave there.
Oh.
No, Joe was freaking out at the gay bar.
Exactly.
Why?
He needed to leave.
The lights were messing him. Because they had a bunch of.
Oh,
like,
is he epileptic?
No. It just.
He needed he
started,
to leave.
He started tripping immediately.
He started truffle shuffling. We called it weekend tripping.
Yeah, he started truffle shuffling. How about that? He started truffle shuffling. But the fucking, you know, if you've been to a gay bar, I know you've been, Dutch. You go all the time. So do I. The lights. Being serious, we do. The lights were fucking intense. And it just went and hit him at the same time with the lights. He was freaking out. And he told me. But he kept calm. Don't get me wrong. He wasn't like losing it. He was very calm. He just came to us and he said, hey, I want to get out of here.
Yeah,
I want to get out of here.
We need to go.
Yeah,
or I need to go.
As soon
you guys
as,
stay here, yeah. I need to go.
As soon as we went outside,
somebody needs to watch me, but I need to go.
As soon as we went outside,
I've done that before.
As soon as we went outside, he was night and day, perfectly better. It was that area, and I'm sure, like, you know, when you're doing it, the transitions are a big deal.
100% what you're talking
once
about.
Once you transition to a safe area, like once 100%. We went outside, he was like, oh, I feel great.
Holy shit! Yeah.
He's like, let me grab a beer.
A whole new world.
Yeah, exactly. So he grabs a beer now. Everyone's so pretty much feeling the effects of the truffles. Marie is not yet feeling the effects of the truffles.
I was a late bloomer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we
go to the world.
Again, if you guys remember from last time, the same effect with you, right?
Yep. So we go to
same
the world.
Same time, high time.
Yeah. So we go to the world's smallest bar because.
Oh, God. Oh, my
thank
God.
You.
So, how small was it, okay, by the way?
Oh, there's a picture. There's a picture of it, and we took a picture with Joyce in front because her nickname is actually Smalls. So we took a picture of Smalls underneath the world's smallest bar. But so everyone goes in there, and of course, everyone that's already in the bar says, "Come on in, put your foot inside the concrete, they're so that you're hammered, legitimately in the world's smallest bar. Like, get in here, crowd in here." So everyone goes in, and I'm the last one. And they're like, "Come in here!" And the moment I step outside the brick and onto the concrete of the bar, everyone goes, like raises her hands and cheers.
Now,
and then since I'm sober, but I know that the other three are not, I'm like, wait a minute. And I back out onto the brick and everyone goes, "Aw." And then I go back into the bar. I'm like, "Woo!"
In unison. Now,
and then I back out again and they're, "Aw." And one more time, I'm like, back in.
So me and Joe are at the front of this little tiny bar and we're freaking out because everyone's screaming at us and we're fucking... We're losing our minds because people are screaming at us. And this bit...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this fucking...
Oh, my God.
Sorry. It started playing on its own. I apologize.
That's okay. This fucking bitch in there who's drunk goes, "Oh, my God. You're going to make your fucking girl pay for the drink?" And I'm like, leave me alone. So we get out of the world's smallest bar. We decide that we're going to go walk to Mallory Square where we were earlier.
She was being annoying.
I'm not going to ask her to explain it because I understand, like, when you're truffling like that will happen.
Yeah. So then we went
back to where we watched the sunset, and yes, no one stays there after the sun sets.
It was empty. And that was amazing. Then at that point, the first picture that Marie took of four of us.
Is this the bar you guys talked about earlier?
Say that again. No, Mallory Square isn't a bar. Mallory Square is like a pier. Think of it like a pier, like a dock.
Okay, so you said you went back to... I thought you guys said you went back to, you know, Fernando, where you had the whole beach alone. Is that what you're talking about or no?
That place is a little further away. We went to Mallory Square, which is like a board... Think of like a boardwalk, but at nighttime, it's completely empty because everyone's on Duval Street just down the road. So we had this whole boardwalk to ourselves. Like, when I mean nobody there, I mean like nobody except for cats and a homeless guy. So at that point, Marie starts to feel the truffle shuffles finally. It always takes her longer, but she says, "Okay, now I'm feeling it." As we start going around, right there, this area is where we're at, was when everybody was all feeling it. And at that point, Marie had finally come around. That's everyone was feeling good there. So we decided, okay, let's take a picture. So we're walking around this area.
Joyce looks concerned.
No, well, I mean, I think everyone's concerned.
Yeah, I wonder what she was looking at.
No, she's like, looking up something off the side of the camera. Like, I think she's seeing something else.
Yeah. So
she saw the ghost of Hemingway.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys know where we were in Mallory Square, where we focused and wanted to spend all of our attention, was outside one of the museums that they just recently built called Shipwrecked, where everything was built out of driftwood material, and they had a whole bunch of statues around the plaza replicating people and everything like that. And to us, seeing fucking statues coming out of nowhere was just like, ah!
Like a haunted house.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
So we're seeing this, and we're really obsessed with this door. Like, for so, you know how that happens. You become obsessed with something.
Of course.
We all became obsessed with this door, and I don't know what it was about it, but we kept looking at it and analyzing it and talking about it and saying how cool it was. And then we would back away from this whole museum, pirate museum, and like we were obsessed with it. So then we walked away from there, and then we walked to a different area that we really, really liked, and we started looking at all these like busts and stuff. And for some reason, one of these busts of like founders of Key West and shit that they had there.
It was like a faux cemetery where it was just busts of famous people, and it was in this enclosed plaza, and we were just staring at the heads.
Right.
And I think it was Joe that could not stop laughing at one of the heads. And he kept saying, "That's the photo that they decided to take of that guy and turn into a bust?" Because he did look really ridiculous. And at that point, one of the homeless guys that takes care of the hats...
That's actually a really funny point.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about, like, Mount Rushmore, or you'd be like, that's the one they decided. Like, why not? Like,
that's the facial expression they chose for that man. That's the only one that they could do. And they immortalized him into a bust. And it's there forever. So we're sitting there laughing, and then this homeless guy that has a feather in his cap literally comes over looking for beer. And of course, we just pour some of our drinks into his drink, and he goes on his merry way. And we're all pleased that we found a fucking hobo with a feather in her cap. We're like, oh, it's our hobo friend now. And we kept wandering and, you know, enjoying the trees, enjoying the statues, enjoying the doors. And when we realized that we had only walked about one city block and we're going in circles, we're like, oh God.
Oh wow, this stuff really works. Was it that kind of realization?
No, it was like, wait, weren't we just here? Wait, how far did we walk? Wait, were we just over there and now we're looking over here? Oh, we've walked
100 yards.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, but look, but to be fair, that whole area was, you know, like museum, model, statue, like they had sections of areas that, you know.
It's like they built it specifically for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was God. So, like I said, walking circles, it was
total circle walking.
What'd you say? Maybe one square mile that we were just walking.
We probably walked
10 miles. Well, no, because that is pedometer. We walked like 4 miles, but it was the same mile. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and eventually
back and forth, around and around.
Eventually we got tired and thirsty and had to go back onto Duval Street to get another glass of water or beer or whatever everyone wanted to get. And at that point, it was 2 a.m. in the morning, and I had never seen Duval Street not drunk at 2 a.m. in the morning. And there were only two kinds of people that were on the street at that point. The people that could not stand straight and were spilling beer and vomiting, and cops that were shuffling the people that were too drunk to stand straight, spilling beer and vomiting. It was a 1-to-1 ratio of cop to drunk guy on the street. And just like how we had to leave the gay bar earlier for Joe, at that point when I walked on, I was like, nope. We're leaving right the fuck now because I'm
swiping left on this.
Because if the only two people are people that look drunk and cops, then we need to get out of here. So
what did you guys take a back alleyway?
Nope. So I busted out my phone with my card and I called our good pal Jimmy to come pick us up.
Hey, Jimmy.
And so Jimmy's like, he had a completely different attitude that night versus the night before because we called much earlier to go home the night before. He goes, I'm in cab 32. Keep your phone on you.
Yeah.
People are going to try to jump into your cab. Look for me. I'm going to be at the corner of this and this.
It's super busy.
I'm going to be on the corner of this and this. Look for me. Keep your phone on. I'll call you when I'm closer.
Now we all
go. What a badass. By the way, I envision Jimmy as like, is he a black guy or no?
No, white guy.
I'll find him. He's my Facebook friend. I'll give you his.
He sounds
so
awesome.
He was a man of his word, called me as soon as he was coming up, and we jumped in the van, and he goes, listen, dudes, I've had such a crappy night. My radio broke. I had a few people that bailed on me. I'm not making the money I was supposed to make. Do you mind if I make like 2 or 3 stops and see if we can find any other cool people to add to the car?
So at that point, Joe immediately just speaks his mind, goes, we're truffling balls right now. So he looks at us and he goes, wait, right now?
And we all just go, yeah.
Whoa, hey.
And then like, yeah. Hold on. Hold on. Jimmy goes through his phone, goes through his pictures.
And pulls out a picture of
his head, face in mushrooms.
He's holding piles of
Jimmy, our cab driver, is holding mushrooms in his hands like this.
I want Jimmy in my life.
Yeah, Jimmy was amazing.
Tomorrow.
And the entire ride, he was explaining to us his process and his things and all his details, and we're like, whoa, what's happening? But as he's doing this, he's still stopping
to get more interviewing
more people to come into the car.
Now, we say interviewing for a reason.
Because now that he knows what we're all about,
he's having fun, man.
And so he's like,
that was that cab ride was one of the most fun things.
Hold on. So he's sitting there. He's basically going, no, you're cool. Fuck you. He's basically doing this speech from half-baked, trying to get people in his
camp. Here's what he did. He stopped at the first stop and a stupid no, it was a stupid blonde girl. Oh, yeah. It was a stupid blonde girl drunk off her ass. And he goes, "Where are you heading?" She couldn't answer because she's drunk off her ass, and she's holding a giant like to go pizza in her hand, and he just pulls away while she's still holding on to the side of the car. And she kind of flounders and drops her pizza on the floor, and we could not stop laughing. It's like, it was funnier because she dropped her pizza.
Hey, where I got my pizza? I dropped my pizza.
Fucking funny.
So then he stops the second guy, and it's a dude, and he can't even answer, you know, his own name, and he's like, "Nope," and just keeps on driving again. One more stop, same thing. Person couldn't even answer where they were going, and he's like, "No,
fuck it, I'll take you back.
Fuck you guys. I'm just going to take you four home. Don't worry about it.
So while we're driving, he goes, "Oh, well, if you guys are truffling," he pulls up like this app called Project M, which all these visualizations that you can look at. And he's like, while he's driving, showing us. And then
this is the coolest person alive.
So then also while he's doing that, he's like waving his car back and forth, like in the lanes, like, you know, like it was crazy.
Just to help you guys out.
Yeah, he was amazing.
But here, please, I want to put you
fucking awesome.
I want to put you into my perspective for a moment, because
if we go a little late, I don't
because
care.
When
please,
I,
yes.
Because
no, go late.
As you know, when I truffle, I get this, like, I'm a movie director watching things happen, and
right.
people are in my storylines. And so I'm like, "Oh my God, we just discovered our taxi spirit guide. He knows everything, and he's teaching us, and he's taking us about town." And I was like, "How is this happening?"
He was amazing. He was amazing.
So it's safe to say the next time you guys make a trip to Key West, he's your guy.
Oh no, we have his card. Yeah, we yeah, of course.
He's like, "Whenever I come up, we'll hang out with you guys. You come and hang out with me." Yeah. It's awesome. He was all about it. Like, "Jimmy."
Yeah.
Jimmy. So, how did he spell his Jimmy? Was it J-I-M-M-I or J-M-M-Y?
J-I-M-M-Y.
You listen, you guys should all add him on Facebook. His name is Jimmy Venuto. Add him.
Okay.
He'll really appreciate it. The guy is awesome. He's awesome. Tell him we're talking about him. There you go. There's his Facebook in the chat.
You guys tell him about the show, or are you guys too truffled out?
Dude, I don't think we did.
No, we were too. Dude, there was no way that was. So then we get back to Jimmy.
Send this audio.
Yeah, I will. Then we get back to the place. Jimmy takes off. We stay down. We go upstairs, you know, pee and stuff. We go back downstairs because the place we're staying at, the condo we're staying at, has a pool, jacuzzi, but that was locked up. But they had this little bridge that went over like a lake.
To get to the reception area.
We're still truffling, so we go, "Fuck it.
Let's go walk over that bridge."
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
And so, Joe, the thing that made me die laughing at that point was, one, Joyce decided to sing the scuttle version of in The Little Mermaid when you're singing God. Kiss the Girl, because the lake looked like the scene in The Little Mermaid. So she's going, "Wah, wah, wah, wah." And then laughing at herself.
And then a spit take, and it came out of my nose with water. And I'm like, "You fucking bitch."
And then her husband decides, "I'm going to go across the lake."
So Joe goes across the lake for us to look at him. And then he does like the exorcist walk.
He does a crab walk across the lake. And
while we're truffling balls.
And I could not stop laughing because I was putting myself into his mindset. And I was imagining. Yes. Exactly.
Is that the part?
Yes, that part. And I could not stop laughing at Joe, thinking this is what Joe thinks is funny to do for other people to look at. Like, out of all the things I can do, I need to get down on hands and knees and crab walk across the lake, and they will find this funny.
So then we
why would that be the thing we know?
I don't know. It was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen, and I could not stop laughing at him.
So we went back upstairs. After we did, once again, just walking circles, we looked at some frogs and stuff. Then we went back upstairs. I took a picture of a sign that said, "Do not feed the raccoons." And I put my hand over the R and the A.
By the way, I appreciated the "Do not dive." Photo you guys said.
Oh, Dutch.
Did you appreciate the one? With
you,
the two
you
girls?
Mean all of them?
The one with the two girls?
All Dutch. Of them. There's
all
been
weekend.
A bunch.
All weekend.
Oh, by the way, how does it look? Is it looking better?
Let me see.
I think it's
you can barely see it. You can barely see it now.
All weekend, we were taking pictures next to no diving signs and sending them to each other and saying, "Don't Dutch it, bro."
Yeah.
Oh,
my
and
Facebook page for listeners have been inundated with just "Don't die."
And Ramcat was literally chasing a chicken trying to feed it. We were trying to feed the chicken, a literal chicken, because Key West is filled with chickens.
I hate that.
So he was running around. We were trying to feed chickens.
We were taking pictures of anything that mentioned the word chicken, and we would put our hand in front of it
to feed it.
To feed the chicken.
So we get we go back upstairs while we're still truffling. Then we just start hanging out, and Buttercup comes out and tells us how she was thrown up and stuff. We start, you know, talking to her for a bit. Then after that, I mean, we just went to bed.
Passed out, got up in the morning, drove home.
Nice. It sounds like you guys had a fun
weekend, a blast.
Trip to Key West.
We had a blast. Yeah. Took the long way home, took the scenic route, and apparently you can drive right by Lake Placid when you take the scenic route.
Yeah, we took the back way.
I would never, ever do that in my entire life, ever.
We took the back way. Yeah, Lake Placid's fucking big.
I would never take a scenic route, and fastest route every single
scenic's
time.
Scenic's the best. Get out of here.
It's not the best. The scenics are the best. You got to do it at least once, dude. At least once.
Shut up. No, I'm trying to get where I'm going. I don't need to sit there and like be in the car an extra 25 minutes because I got to look at a lake. Like, no.
God damn it. I feel like we need an extra show to get to what fucking Mitch and what Sherry did. Like, I feel like we didn't. I feel bad.
No, this will be real quick. Mitch, what did we do this weekend?
We should say, yeah, wow. You guys haven't talked all night.
What did you do, Mitch?
And what else did we do?
We picked out a doggy.
You got a puppy!
What?
They have a puppy! Puppy!
What?
Post pictures of your puppy stat.
Wait, and we also picked out, bought a bunch of like 120 landscaping block from Menards for the yard. Whoop!
I don't know.
That was your weekend. Puppy!
Outside. Hold on.
Pictures of the
what
puppy.
What you just said wasn't English to me. 120 blocks of what, Epidev, from Menards?
We bought landscaping blocks to build a circle ring around some trees and stuff.
What is a landscaping block?
Stones. They bought stones. Decorative
from
stones.
A place called Nards. Nards are also testicles.
Oh, Menards is like a Home Depot or a Lowe's.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But it's a Midwest thing.
It's a brand of things.
Puppy! I love your puppy.
So explain to your puppy.
Oh!
2.5 hours to go pick him out.
I'm melting!
And played with him for 15, 20 minutes and then drove two and a half hours home.
I slept the whole way because I was on muscle relaxers, so...
Wait, why are you on muscle relaxers and why didn't you have Sterling yet?
Because he was folding paper bags and that's hard.
I hurt my wrists. Like we took a side job
from
folding
keeping
paper
it from keeping it limp for so long.
Whatever. So I was working so fucking hard that I hurt my wrists.
So hard.
My wrist actually still hurts, so I was just on muscle relaxers.
Hold on, you guys traveled 2.5 hours to a puppy rescue shelter?
Yes.
Do you know?
There's not one in your town? You guys live in...
Oh,
you
my
live
God,
in
look at his little butt!
A shelter. We're
it's
not
Minneapolis! Cool. Like, how do you not have one there?
Oh, it's not a rescue. It's a breeder.
They were going to a breeder.
Oh, you went to a breeder. Hold on. What breed is this again?
It's a German wire hair.
It's going to have a beard, just like Mitch.
Yeah.
Look at his little butt!
He's adorable, man.
He's so adorable. When do you get to keep him?
I'm melting a little bit.
Weekend.
This weekend?
Memorial Day weekend.
You got like a month.
Yeah, about.
Oh, he's so cute. I'm going to die.
Please don't. I love you too much.
Okay, no. But I love that doggy too much. You're going to name him Sterling?
Yes. Yep. As in Sterling Archer.
Of course. That's how they got together. Adorable.
Aww.
What's the breed name again?
What's that?
The breed's name again.
German wire hair.
Beardy. Didn't I yell at you about this already?
Probably.
Yes, you did.
Sterling.
Is it a wire hair pointer?
Yeah, wire hair pointer.
Heil Hitler.
No, I hate this dog.
No.
I love the puppy. No, time out. I love the puppy, but it boo. New.
No, you're wrong.
Yep.
Nope. You're wrong.
Swiping left on that fucker. No. I don't do this. Hold on. Post a picture if someone hasn't already. Like, what? This is what they look like full grown. I don't know, man. Like, maybe I'm just more into like the bruiser kind of dogs. Like, he doesn't really strike me. He reminds me of like a taller version of the guy from Lady and the Tramp.
Yes, and it's cute.
It's not cute.
Weird.
Don't get me wrong. That puppy is adorable, and I want to squeeze it to death.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No, don't you guys like see things that are like so cute? You're just like, whoosh, whoosh. You ever see things you like want to bite? That's how cute they are.
Yes. All
I
the
do
time.
That all the time.
All the time.
Where? I don't see her. I couldn't find her in the picture.
I see
her. Oh, I can see her.
I, by the way, I love you.
Luke, she really thinks that she's hiding. Me.
She thinks she's what?
She thinks she's hiding.
Yeah, Yuki will like do this thing where she'll. where she'll try to go halfway under one of the beds, but you still hear back legs in her tail because she doesn't know how big she is. So then you walk in there.
This is a dummy who doesn't realize that she's hiding.
And then I'll be like, Yuki. And then you see her tail wagging with the rest of her body under there.
They don't see me. They do not see me right now.
Yeah, like she got away with it.
Hey, I had sex with that bed.
You did what now? you did have sex on that bed. That's right.
Sex in that bed.
With who?
Oh, you guys fucked on that bed?
Many people have fucked on that bed, to be fair.
Jesus.
If we're being fair.
I haven't fucked on that bed.
I look at Mitch and Sherry as like, you know, like my aunt and uncle. I think they don't have sex or anything.
Stop thinking that we're related to you.
Jesus.
I specifically cut off Joe's interview because I'm like, I didn't cut it off. I'm like, Joe, when are you going to be done? I want to shower.
Oh, is that why you were getting bitter? You're like, I got to take a shower so I can fuck. Is that what it was?
That's what she said.
I was tired. I was real tired and I wanted to shower and I wanted to fuck my bed and I really wanted to go to bed.
All the nudity at the parties had all the girls horned up.
Super horned.
Cool story, Hansel.
Yeah.
I have nothing to add to that. I'm sorry.
Thanks, Olaf.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyways, hey, we went late for you guys tonight.
You're welcome.
Yes. Mitch, way better.
I am better than you because I hurt my wrists folding bags.
Bags?
Bags.
Bags.
I sound.
Bags.
Do you know what he said?
Bags.
Bags.
Anyways. Sherry, way better.
I am better than you because look at my fucking puppy.
Cakes! Puppy. I'm better than you because I know when a sign says no diving in the pool, not to dive in the pool.
He does know.
It's a little hurtful. Marie?
I'm better than you because I found at least 3 spirit guides for my weekend trip.
Rob Royce.
I'm better than you because no matter how hard you're truffling, homeless cats will not talk back to you.
And I am better than you because I can pull off a wedding with 3 seconds to spare.
Whoop.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to listen to tomorrow night, Hippo Juice, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time here on More Like Radio. We will be back next week. Dustin Royce.
And then they eat the poo-poo. Wow.